Gilbert Strassler, and I'm joined by Adam Jaxa. Today, the Lansing Lugnuts go for a third consecutive victory on the road over the Lake County Captains. Adam, welcome into East Lake, Ohio.
Jesse, I'm here and excited to hopefully keep things moving in the right direction. You've taken care of business calling some wins here the last couple of nights because the Lugnuts are playing some good ball.
It started with the power. Two home runs in the first nine games coming in. And then first in the opener, three homers for the Lansing Lugnuts, followed up by two more yesterday. Brian Guelbas has homered in both games. Henry Bolte did not play Sunday, did not play in the opener. He played yesterday, he tripled, and he homered. That was a 6-1 Lugnuts win.
Well, it's great to see him back. Remember, he took the HBP at the end of the series. As you mentioned, he hasn't been playing, but showing the pop on the road. He hit one out at Dayton. He hits one out here, and the Lugnuts are getting some good swings from Brian Guelbas. You come to this park, and if you find the right swing, there's a good chance you can hit it out. And great to see the Lugnuts are finding some offense here on the road.
Key on the other side, meanwhile, the pitching. Yesterday, Lake County scored one run. C.J. Cephas in the first inning homered against James Gonzalez. That was it. Against Gonzalez, against Jack Owen, against Mitch Myers, and against Yeison Sanchez. 6-1 victory. It takes the offense. It takes the pitching. And so this pitching staff, remember they got knocked around this past weekend against the Great Lakes Loons. Today we get to see the tandem of Jose DiCochea and Luis Carrasco. What do you expect?
Well, hoping that they can keep the momentum from what we've seen. We've seen Jose DiCochea. He's been good at times. He's struggled at times. So can he find some consistency here and put together a couple of good innings and keep the captain's offense down? Because last I checked, Jesse, pitching, defense, that still wins baseball games here in 2024.
On the other side for the Lake County Captains, speaking of pitching, Austin Peterson is a good one.
Yeah, 17 strikeouts, one walk. I don't think there's anything else that needs to be said. He's sitting right there at the top of the Midwest League in strikeout-to-walk ratio. We talked to the broadcasters for Lake County beforehand, and they pretty much said, hey, he sometimes has some bumps and bruises in the first inning, but other than that, if he gets through that, he's looked really good this year. So the Lugnuts going to have a good approach against him tonight.
Let's meet your starting lineups, and let's begin with the Lugnuts who will be opposing Peterson. Leading off, it's Colby Halter today. Halter starting at second base. He has led off every single game this year for the Lugnuts at second. Batting second, the right fielder, Brian Guelbas. Heading third, center fielder, Henry Bolte. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Will Simpson. DHing, it's Johnny Butler, who hits fifth. Heading sixth, the shortstop, Aribiel Angeles. Batting seventh, left fielder, Danny Bautista Jr. Catcher C.J. Rodriguez hits eighth. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, it's Jose Escorche, the third baseman. That's Halter, Guelbas, Bolte, Simpson, Butler, Angeles, Bautista Jr., Rodriguez, and Escorche to support Jose DiCochea, who's your spotlight Lugnuts hitter.
So many to choose from here with how well they've been swinging it. But, Jesse, I think at the beginning of the year I said keep an eye on this guy named Aribiel Angeles. And from what I've been hearing through the streaming services of your broadcasts, Aribiel Angeles has had a couple of good games here.
You've been hearing correctly. Angeles went 1-for-18 against the Great Lakes Loons. He had some rough times. Well, yesterday he was 3-for-3 with a walk and a couple of RBI singles. And overall against the Lake County Captains, but he's had a going 4-for-7 plus the walk, so on base 5 out of 8 times, and the home run of the opener.
Well, I'm just glad you're not making things up on the radio.
No. Why would I do that? Why would I do that? Now, on the other side for the Lake County Captains, accuracy. Hopefully we can describe things well. The Lake County Captains starting lineup, and I promise you, this is 100% too. Leading off, it's their second baseman, Nate Furman. Batting second, the DH, Jake Fox. Shortstop, Jose Devers hits third. Jorge Burgos in left field bats cleanup. Batting fifth, first baseman, Mike Collado. Hitting sixth, the right fielder, Jonah Advincula. Batting seventh, center fielder, Justin Boyd. Heading eighth, the catcher, Johnny Tincher. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, it's the switch-hitting third baseman, Tyrese Turner. That's Furman, Fox, Devers, Burgos, Collado, Advincula, Boyd, Tincher, and Turner. Tincher, Turner, Tinker, Spy. Adam Jaxa, who's your spotlight captain?
I'm going to go with Advincula, the lefty. Yeah, he's got the best bat in the order right now, 261. He's had 6 hits this year. 3 ribbies, 3 walks, and he gets on base. He can steal bags as well, so keep an eye on him, even though he is down in the 6th slot tonight.
The Washington State Cougar, Count Advincula. and they support the right-hander Austin Peterson for these Lake County captains. This is game three of the six-game series. Three more games to go. Tomorrow, 6:35. Day after that, 6:35. And then we'll wrap things all up with a matinee on Sunday starting at 1 o'clock. Grant Judkins and Trenton Danholm. After Jacob Waters and Eduardo Rivera start the next 2 days. And Adam, you and I get to enjoy an off day on Monday before we get a two-week homestand.
Oh, there's nothing like it. 12 straight games at home in Jackson Field, a spot that will just continue to fill up more and more as the temperatures warm up and people get accustomed to summer being right around the corner. But first, it'd feel even better to go home if you can take care of business in this series. And when you get one tonight, you've already got the first three games in. You can't do much better than that.
Well, the Lugnuts have won the first two, and that means that Lake County has dropped five consecutive games. The Great Lakes Loons have lost two in a row, and suddenly atop the Midwest League East Division, the Dayton Dragons and the Great Lakes Loons are in a tie at 6-5, and the Lansing Lugnuts are one game back.
Seems pretty fair, right? The two series that the Lugnuts have lost are the two teams that are above them. They lost 2-3 against Dayton, 4-6 against the Loons, but you said it. I mean, the Lugnuts with two straight wins, they're right back in the mix. After all, we are only a handful plus 11-10 games in to the season, but you really could make some noise here if you come through and you win this series and keep tabs on those top teams.
The Lugnuts are tied with the West Michigan Whitecaps with a 5-6 record, one game out. And then 1.5 games back, it's Fort Wayne, and it's Lake County at 4-6, so the East is clogged up nicely 10-11 games into the year. Over in the West Division, there is some distance, because the Quad Cities River Bandits, the Royals affiliate, have won their last six games. They're now 8-3 this year. A game up on Wisconsin, the Rattlers are 7-4. The Beloit Skycarp are 6-4. Cedar Rapids is 5-5. They're the champions from last year. Peoria at 5-6. South Bend at 3-8. Both the Chiefs and the Cubs have dropped their last three games. Oh, by the way, the Lugnuts will host Dayton next week. And then after that, the South Bend Cubs, the team with the worst record in the Midwest League, will come in to Jackson Field. Sun shining down upon Classic Auto Group Park in Eastlake, Ohio. Right now we've got the shadow that has crossed over half of the infield. There's no more lighthouse here. They had to tear it down due to dry rot. Up there on the big video board, it says Classic Park. But Adam, as we discovered, the clock up there is fast. Right now it shows that the time is closing in on 6:35. We're not there quite yet. The Lake County Captains are wearing their home white uniforms here today. Their starting pitcher, Peterson, has just concluded his warm-up tosses. Now they have formed the line down in the pen, while the Lugnuts on the left side of the field in the corner wearing their black road jerseys with the gray caps. And Colby Halter, the leadoff batter of the ballgame, has already stepped outside the dugout on the third base side. He's trying to get himself out of a mini slump. Adam getting closer and closer to first pitch.
Yeah, and again, this is the place where it seems like he could do that, because again, the offense has perked up here through the first couple of games, and you're hoping Colby Halter, who he's done a really good job of drawing walks, finding ways on base, but if he can add a hitting element to that for some of the other guys behind him, Buelbas, Bolte, Simpson, who have really started well here in 2024, that offense would just get even more dynamic through the first four.
It's 59 degrees. Let's look at that weather and how it might affect proceedings. The first two games of this series, the wind was swirling at points, howling out to left field, at other points blowing straight in, blowing straight out. I do not see a lot of wind to affect the baseball today.
Yeah, it's going to be, it looks reserved right now, which is very odd. The last few games we did in Lansing, it was not. It was whipping around 15 to 20 miles an hour, and you're right by the lake, so you expect the wind to be picked up here, but nice to have kind of a mild evening here in Eastlake, Ohio.
Looking ahead, the upcoming schedule and the upcoming forecast, it looks like we might have some rain overnight, and we might have some rain on Friday morning, but I do not think that we are going to be bothered when it comes time for baseball. The Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains, the series this year slated for 18 games, 12 here in Eastlake and 6 in Lansing, Michigan. Last year, the Lugnuts were 2-9 in the home of the Lake County Captains. Already 2-0 this year, the luck turning.
Yeah, it's always been a difficult place, it seems like, the last couple of years to come here, and it's not like they've been blown out. There were a lot of one-run losses last year and one-run games, so exercising some demons through the first couple of games, but as you know, Jesse, these series in minor league baseball that are six games long, there's a lot of baseball left to play here this week.
That we do know. The umpires are standing at home plate. Alex Shears is the bases umpire. Ian Durkin is at home plate here today. Shears replacing Dewerson, who had been here earlier on in the series. And the PA announcer is about to introduce the captains. And now they start to take the field one by one, and they are led by the right-hander out of Valparaiso at 6'6", 234 pounds, big, hulking Austin Peterson. The Lugnuts file outside the third base dugout. And we're getting all set to send it down to the field for the national anthem. Horatio, the mascot, standing at attention on the right side. I think Horatio is a cormorant. Down to the field we go.
Sure.
You're the bird expert.
Now in uniform, active military and veterans, may keep your caps on while rendering the military salute. Please welcome Katie Egan to lead us in the singing of our national anthem.
It is time for some Midwest League action. Game number 12 in the Lansing Lugnuts' 28th season in the Midwest League. High A baseball coming your way. The Lugnuts, the High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, against the High A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, the Lake County Captains, playing about 15 minutes away from Cleveland itself. The Lugnuts come in at 5-6, the Captains at 4-6. Here's the Lake County defense. Captains in the outfield feature Jorge Burgos in left field. Justin Boyd is in center. And in right field, it's Jonah Vincula. Mike Collado plays first base with Nate Furman at second. The shortstop, Jose Devers. And at third base, Tyrese Turner. The catcher's Johnny Tincher. And that brings me to the man on the mound, Austin Peterson. Big number 43, drafted out of the University of Connecticut. The men's basketball champions in the ninth round 2 years ago. Austin Peterson, through his first two starts, 10 innings, 9 hits allowed, 1 walk, 17 strikeouts, only 3 runs given up, and they were given up early in his first outing. If you look through his game by game, you'll be impressed. Actually, let me tell you, his first outing against West Michigan, 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts. It was his second outing, he gave up 2 runs and 5 innings on 6 hits against Fort Wayne. No walks, and 8 strikeouts. Peterson will take on Halter, Buelbas, and Bolte, 1, 2, and 3, in the Lansing Lugnuts order. Bring up Colby Halter. Adam Jackson, am I right? I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Hello to Bobby Strauss checking in via social media. we encourage you to check into at Jay Goldstrass for me, at Adam Jaxa for Adam. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. First offering at 6:39 p.m., a called strike to Colby Halter on the outside corner. We are officially underway. Peterson offers. The breaking ball hooks low. 1-1. So Colby yesterday was 0 for 5. That snapped his 10-game on-base streak. The wind of the pitch. He takes up and away. So called by Ian Durkin. 2-1. His 0 for 5, though, there was a line out. There were a couple of ground outs. There were a couple of fly outs. Put the ball into play all over the field. The pitch swings and misses. 2-2. Halter coming in, hitting 179 through 11 games. You hear the dogs barking down below? A 2-2. Ground ball rolled over right side, grabbed by first baseman Coyado. Takes it himself. One away.
Sure do. Sounds like they're having a barking good time already.
You know, when you go on a long walk and your feet are hurting, those dogs are barking.
Yeah. You take the shoes off, they're barking even more.
Brian Wilbus. One out, nobody on. No score, just underway. Righty to righty. Strike called at the letters. Fastball from Peterson. That's the word we heard, was that he's going to throw an awful lot of fastballs. The pitch to Wilbus. Fastball for a called strike two.
Now, was that a 6:39 start today, or was that a 6:44 start today?
You're looking at that clock. Wilbus takes high. I told you that clock is fast.
Oh, I popped in just in time to hear you explaining on the air.
Oh, good.
So I knew coming in what I was dealing with.
That clock keeps all of us on time. Wilbus is homered in the first two games. The pitch here, he takes off the outside corner. And from 0-2 to 2-2 in Bryan. And his home runs have been majestic, soaring shots way out to left. No doubt. The 2-2, way outside. 3-2 the count against a pitcher who does not throw a lot of pitches outside the zone. This is unusual for Peterson. You'd figure that this pitch would be in the zone. Payoff. Drilled left center field. Did not catch it flush on the barrel, though. It falls for a base hit in front of Jorge Burgos. He overruns it. Wilbus for second base. The throw in. The tag applied late by Furman, the second baseman. And Wilbus is in there. My initial suspicion is single error. Brian Wilbus immediately 180 feet away from scoring the game's first run.
Well, it's great hustle by Wilbus. It was kind of a ball that sat up there for a long time, but he hit it perfectly in the gap. And then, yeah, he recognized that there was a mistake defensively and turns it into a two-bagger. Right now we don't see an error on the board, so it could be a hustle double. We'll wait and see.
Yes, we will. Here comes Henry Bolte. It is called a double by the official score. How about that? Henry Bolte, first pitch, fouled away right side. Bolte yesterday, how about a triple to straightaway center that he sent screaming beyond Jake Fox, and then he homered out to right center. No score, one on, one out. Peterson looks back at Wilbus at second, brings it. Fastball inside. One ball and one strike on Henry Bolte in his 10th game of the year. The deal. Down and away, nifty backhand by the catcher, Tincher. He knows that Wilbus will try for third base. 2-0 for a Bolte. Hitters count. Adam, the stat for Henry that I think is especially going to turn around. Only 2 walks drawn this year, 17 strikeouts. There's going to be a lot more walks. Especially if teams see the damage that he can do. They'll pitch around him. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. He is no longer the youngest player on the team, by the way. The infielder Elvis Rijo joined the Lugnuts from extended spring training, the Arizona Complex League. He's just a couple of months younger than Henry. The pitch. Bolte goes down swinging. Big breaking ball from Peterson whiffs him. First strikeout for Austin Peterson. Now Will Simpson. Simpson yesterday. What a day. What a day. 2 for 2 with the walk, a sac fly, a double, 2 runs scored. No score. Wellboss at second. 2 outs in the first inning. Righty deals to righty. High for ball one. I was impressed with Simpson right from the very first game against Michigan State. And then I've been getting more impressed with him. Here it is. Strike called outside corner. Fastball from Peterson right now.
That would say to me that he's just an impressive player.
Yeah, I'm liking him more and more. That fastball was 92. And well located. It's a ball and a strike. The break even. Breaks down and away. Simpson takes ball two. I mean, he does not help the pitcher out. He can use all fields. He can use all fields with power. We've seen that he is an aggressive, smart base runner. Open stance, knees bent. This is a 2-1 pitch from Peterson. And he swings and foul, tips it into the mid of Tincher. That's a tough breaking ball. His back foot gave out on him. 2-2. Johnny Butler's on deck. Brian Wellbass at second. His first double of the year. The pitch, Simpson fouls it away into the screen. If I were to say to you how many Lugnuts batters have more walks than strikeouts this year, Simpson is one of them. 12 walks, 9 strikeouts. You know, Johnny Butler, 7 walks, 4 strikeouts this year. Here it comes. Inside nearly hit him, and the count has run full. By the way, Adam, that's it. Although Aribel Anales does have as many walks as strikeouts, 4 walks, 4 Ks. Payoff pitch with 2 outs. Wellboss started early. Now he's picked. Third baseman Turner delivers into second. Furman's tag too late. Wellboss retreated in time. Will Austin Peterson, instead of stepping off the rubber and running right at Wellboss or taking his time, he threw early to Tyrese Turner. And that allowed Wellboss to throw it in reverse. Keep things alive. You don't want to run yourselves out of an inning.
I just wanted to warm up the legs so we can come in and score.
That's right. Simpson swings and drives it high in the air down the right field line. Foul.
Then again, if Will Simpson wants to hit a home run, he can just go ahead and trot home.
See, Will Simpson, does he hit home runs that aren't grand slams?
Nah. April 23rd is just 5 days away, though.
That's right. He's hit a grand slam on April the 3rd and April 13th. This is the 24th pitch. And it's on the outside corner, a called strike 3. The well-located fastball rings up Simpson and ends the top of the first inning. Wellboss's double is stranded. We're going to the bottom of the first inning. Here are the sounds of the ballpark.
Sormine, and tell me where what breed Sormine is.
She's a King Corso Lab.
absolutely breathtaking. And remember, every single Thursday night, you get to bring your dogs to Classic Honolulu Park for free. They can roam anywhere they want. And remember, tonight, we are looking for the loudest Scrub Electric section of the game. My best friend on Earth, Horatio, he is always on the lookout. So I don't care if your section has three people or 30 people. If you're the support of your Lake County Captains, you will win prizes in the ninth inning. Go, Captains.
Nate Furman leads off the bottom of the first inning. Lugnuts were turned away scorelessly by Austin Peterson despite a Brian Guelbas double. Furman, Fox, and Devers against the righty Jose DiCochea, who deals inside. Ball one to the left-handed hitting second baseman. Furman earlier in the series batted toward the bottom of the order. Had the day off yesterday. The pitch, a line drive hooked into right field for a base hit. Brian Guelbas on hand down to Anita Field. And fired in. And a leadoff single for Lake County.
Now, look at that. The designated hitter, number one, Jay Fox.
That brings up Jake Fox. Fox is 1-for-8 in this series and 2-for-20 for the year. Left-handed hitting DH. He takes a ball outside. Furman is a threat to run at first base with Will Simpson holding him on and looking right into the sun. Right there at first. That's where the sun is shining. Righty deals to lefty. DiCochea's pitch. Swing and a miss. Out in front. One ball, one strike on Fox. It is Simpson at first with Colby Halter at second. Aribiel Anales at shortstop and Jose Escorche at third. The catcher C.J. Rodriguez. Here comes. DiCochea misses off the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. On the outfield, Brian Guelbas in right, Danny Bautista Jr. in left. And in center, Henry Bolte shading to left center field against Fox. Upright stance, open. The set. And the pitch. Line drive looped into right field, down for a base hit in front of Guelbas. And Furman checks into second. Back-to-back singles by Furman and Fox.
Well, we kind of talked about this with Jose DiCochea. He's been good at times this year. He has struggled at times, and some good contact from Furman and Fox to open up this game. And you know Lake County, after being shut down the first two games of this series, they want to come out and have a big first inning.
They bring up Jose Devers, the shortstop. Two-tone bat in hand. Right-hander against right-hander. No score. DiCochea to the plate. Inside ball one. And the struggles that bedevil Jose DiCochea. Two fleet runners on as well. The pitch. Devers takes a called strike across the inside corner. Adam, so far from what I've seen of Jose Devers, great glove guy at shortstop. 0-for-4 in his last game, 2-for-8 in the series. Had a couple of hits in the opener. A 1-1 pitch. Check swing, breaking ball buried in the dirt and blocked by Rodriguez. Ball two.
Well, he's got a good last name to get to the big leagues.
Yeah. Well, you know his cousin is already in the major leagues.
That would be Rafi.
Rafael Devers with the Boston Red Sox. What power he has. Hitter's pitch 2-1. Right in there for a called strike two at 93 miles per hour. One of my favorite things about his cousin, Rafael Devers, is how if a pitch comes in at him, Adam, he hits the dirt, and then he stays there and just lies on the ground for a little bit, becoming one with the dirt. 2-2 pitch. Fouled straight back. Boy, did he take a rip. Oh, by the way, there's another Devers in the minor leagues. Jose Devers has a brother. Would you like to guess his brother's name?
I was reading that, and I'm like, is that correct?
Jose Devers, who's a shortstop in the Marlins org.
That's got to be confusing.
2-2 pitch from D. Cochea. Strike three called on the outside corner. He hooked it in beautifully. And there's his first strikeout, one away in the first inning.
That's big time right there. Give up the first two and come back, get the looking strikeout. Now double play potentially in play. Nice pitch right there on the outer edge from D. Cochea.
Do you have any brothers also named Adam Jaxa?
I don't, but I don't know. Maybe I do.
Jorge Burgos is the new batter. Left-handed hitting slugger, the cleanup man. 2-1, 1-out. The pitch. Inside from D. Cochea. Ball one.
Maybe somewhere there's another one. Who knows, Jesse? You never know.
You know what it is? Somewhere there's an Adam Jaxa who is having somebody spell their name always as Jaxa, and they're getting upset about it.
Oh, there it is.
Righty to lefty. The deal. High fly out to right field. Brian Wilbas under. He's having trouble locating it. Where is it? It falls for a base hit down the line. Furman scores. Fox to third, held up there. A throw comes in to catch Rodriguez. It is a sun-lost RBI double for Jorge Burgos. 1-0 Lake County. That ball left the bat, and Brian Wilbas never saw it.
Yeah, he had no idea. And I know there was one earlier in this series that he had an opportunity to catch. He couldn't come up with it. That one, he had no idea. And he's got his sunglasses on out there in right field. It was a mile high up in the air. And that is really unfortunate for D. Cochea because you're looking at first and second, two outs, maybe first and third if there's a tag, and now a run comes in to score.
And here's Mike Collado, the switch hitter, batting left. The pitch. He takes a strike called outside corner at the knees. I mean, that is a sky-high major league fly that dropped down right down the line.
My, oh, my.
I know one. Fouled away left side. Made me think of a golf shot where it's just hanging up there in the sky. And when it comes down, it's right there on the fairway. The way that ball just dropped down on the grass right beside the right field foul line. You know, I could picture the camera following it all the way in the air. This is an 0-2 pitch from D. Cochea. Collado takes just off the outside corner. Mike Collado yesterday impressed. Base hit to right, base hit to left. 1-0 Lake County. Fox at third, Burgos at second. And the pitch. Ripped on the line, foul off the right side. That one was up and in. Collado turned on it. We stay 1-2. What do you think of the way that Mike has his first name spelled? Thought that you might appreciate it.
Well, I put on my scorecard as M-I-K-E.
Okay.
But I like it. Yeah, it's unique.
M-A-I-C-K, Collado. Swings and pops it up. Shallow center. Long run in. Bolte. Analyze the shortstop out. Called off. Bolte's got the catch. And a third and at second. No tag. Throw into the middle of the infield. Cut by Simpson. Out number two.
Now to bat. The right fielder, number 31. Jonah Advincula.
Jonah Advincula steps in now. Mrs. Adams, spotlight hitter for the Lake County Captains. Second and third. One run in, 1-0 Lake County, two outs. The pitch. D. Cochea misses low, ball one. Advincula first started at the University of Redlands. D3 school, then he transferred to Washington State. Righty deals to lefty. Advincula swings and missed the fastball. Adam, I had to look up what the University of Redlands nickname was for the baseball team. I am so disappointed right now.
Uh-oh.
Come on now, Redlands. Maybe I'm thinking the redwood trees and all the different directions you can go. They're the Redlands Bulldogs. What are we doing? The pitch. Up and in, grazed the jersey. He's awarded first base. And on this dog days here in Lake County, the former Bulldog has his moments.
Well, somebody's got to pee on the trees, Jesse.
I'm sure there are a lot of animals that volunteer. There's a squirrel that might be able to help you out there. Hey, Ribby Alamelez comes to the mound to talk to Jose Di Cochea. Here's Justin Boyd. And now here comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze. Jose Di Cochea's year, I mean, Adam, we've tried to sum it up. We've tried to describe what's going on. But sometimes he's his own worst enemy. And in this game, there's been the adversity, too. You've got the back-to-back singles by Furman and Fox. He rallies. He strikes out the top 30 prospect, Devers, and he gets him looking with a great hook. Jorge Burgos then hits a routine fly ball to right, but Guelbas loses it, and it falls for an RBI double. Comes right back, gets Collado on the shallow fly to center. That can't move up either of the runners. And then he hits Advíncula. This has been an up-and-down microcosm of what we've seen.
Yeah, you really feel for him, too, because you would think unearned runs, too, if he gives up any more, but it's not because it's not ruled an error. It's technically a sun ball there, and we'll see if he can manage his way and keep this to just a run.
Righty-righty, Justin Boyd takes ball one low. That's pitch number 23 for Dico. In the Lugnuts bullpen, Hunter Breaux is warming up. At third, Fox. At second, Burgos. At first, Advíncula. Here's the 1-0. Check swing. Strike call. Well, every now and then, he breaks off a beauty of a hook. Justin Boyd. Coming in 3-for-18. Two singles and a double. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, left side. Anales to his right, picks it up, fires to second. In time, barely, to force out Advíncula and get Di Cochea out of the first inning. So in all things concluded, one run scores. There were three hits. There was the hit batter. There were three runners left on. But the Lugnuts are only down 1-0 going to the second inning from Classic Auto Group Park. Johnny Butler is going to lead off the top of the second inning for the Lugnuts. Butler, Angeles, and Batista Jr. He's Adam Jackson. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The team reunited.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Leanne Cook checking in via email. Righty, Austin Peterson's first pitch. Line drive, base hit, right field, Johnny Butler. Center fielder Boyd picks it up, gets it in. Butler has a first pitch leadoff single.
Well, Jesse, when he hits solid contact like that and gets aboard, I think you're obligated to call him by his real name, Johnny Barrels.
I mean, he just found a barrel. We are seeing Lugnuts heat up in a significant way. And speaking of which, here's A. Ribiel Angeles. He is Adam's spotlight lug nuts batter, trailing 1-0. First pitch, strike called on the outside corner. Nathaniel Stoltz, who does a whale of a job covering the Athletics minor leagues, has pointed out that a big change for Angeles this year is he's been a lot more discerning. He's taking a lot more pitches. Righty to righty, 1-0 caps on top. Throw over to first base, Butler dives back in.
Well, that's the big thing we've always talked about with him, Jesse. If he sees four pitches in a count, we're surprised because he likes to go up there and just swing the bat.
Where's number four? He's drawn four walks, three against Great Lakes, one yesterday. He's only struck out four times. The pitch, the breaking ball, sizzling hot. Base hit down the left field line. Butler takes the turnaround second. He's hustling for third. Anales cruising into second as the throw comes in. A double for Arabia.
Stay hot, Mr. Anales. He is swinging a heck of a bat. And again, this seems like an opportunity for him to have a breakout season, put it all together. He's been in Lansing a couple of years, and maybe we're starting to see it right now in this third series of the season.
He is 5-for-8 against Lake County Captains pitchers. And Austin Peterson, the Lake County Captains ace, is in trouble. Nobody out, protecting a 1-0 lead. Danny Bautista Jr. takes a very high fastball. Catcher Tincher had to jump up to receive it. Hello to Marsha Bullard, checking in via email. The deal, fouled back over the netting over our heads. Hello to Jack Alexander, checking in. Jack had a question. What has happened to Derek Salom? Derek is injured, but I do not believe it's serious. A pitch, outside. 2-1. That's why he has not been placed on the injured list, but also he has not seen action. Happened in the Great Lakes series. Hopefully he'll return to action soon. That's also why Elvis Riho was sent in, giving the Lugnuts another healthy infielder. Bautista Jr. fouls this pitch off the hands into the screen. By the way, Leanne Cook writes in, Adam, are you ready for the Leanne questions?
Let's hear them.
What have they added to the ballpark? Here's the pitch. He reached out and poked a piece to stay alive. Well, when you first came up here to Sweet Level, did you notice anything different?
I sure did. They've got signs on the door for you and I up here. Very welcoming.
I was thinking of something else. Bautista Jr., it's a fly ball down the right side. Advincula to his left, plugging over. It falls into the seats. It's a foul ball.
Okay, now I'll give my serious answer.
But it's true. There's the Adam bio, and it's put on the door, and it looks great. And everyone who watches outside, everyone who steps up to our door, they can all see your resume.
Well, there's a Jesse bio as well. The thing that I noticed, the flooring, is that new? I thought the flooring
yes,
is new.
Yes, it is new. The pitch. Down low and away. I bet the lighting, too.
Okay.
The lights are off in the Sweet Level. The lights are off. They've got blue lights. It's very atmospheric.
Good to know. You look up, I look down.
Payoff. Bautista Jr. chops it left side. Butler for the plate. Shortstop Devers holds on a lace. Fires to first in time. RBI ground out. Butler in. Knotting up the game 1-1. The compromise play. Lugs get a run. Caps get an out. One away. Anales at second for C.J. Rodriguez. So just like that, don't worry about the run scored by the Caps in the first inning. The pitch. C.J. chops towards short. This time Anales takes third as Devers fires to first on a line for the out. Two away. They have overhauled each of the suites here. They all have themes. There's the disco suite. There's the 1980s arcade suite. There are a lot of other different suites, Adam. Jose Escorche takes a breaking ball off the outside corner. Ball one.
You hiding some in this booth?
There's another suite that I don't want to name yet. It's going to be a surprise.
I know what you're talking
righty
about.
Righty to righty. Lifted high in the air. Foul ground, right side. Out of play. dropping down to the blue seats. One ball, one strike, and a scorch hit. So, Leanne, that's what they've added. Got a chance to walk around the mini golf course out beyond the left center field wall.
They changed Classic Park up there to Classic Auto Group Park.
Yes.
Above the board. No, they haven't.
It still says Classic Park. Here's the pitch. As Scorchia hits a high fly out to left, Burgos goes back. He's in the warning track at the wall. It is off the wall. Anale scores. As Scorchia for second, and he arrives in feet first ahead of the throw. An RBI double for Jose Escorche. He's been scorching the ball here in Eastlake. 2-1 Lugnuts.
Yeah, he's a scorching it, all right. My goodness, what a swing. That thing, I don't know how it didn't get out of here. It just kept carrying. It ends up hitting the wall. And the Lugnuts, right after they give up an unfortunate run because of the sun, they come back and they get two and have grabbed the lead.
He hit a ball yesterday that it dented the wall in left center. Barely missed a home run. Now Colby Halter looks at a called strike one. So how about these Lugnuts? Lake County's three of their first four hitters in the bottom of the first inning hit safely. They load the bases. They settle for a run. 1-0 pitch from the righty Austin Peterson. Colby Halter grounds it to the second baseman. Down in it, Furman throws to first. Out recorded, side retired. Lansing answers right back. Scores two runs on three hits in the top of the second inning. Doubles by Escorche and Angeles. And as we go to the bottom of the second, it's the Lugnuts 2. The Captains 1.
We love dogs here. There's so many Bernese Mountain dogs. See, all your pups are beautiful. Check out Justin Boyd up on the video board. Really cool stuff here.
Jose Escorche with the RBI double. Lansing Lugnuts on top of the Lake County Captains 2-1. We're going to the bottom of the second inning. And the righty Jose DiCochea back to work. Deals. High. Fastball to Johnny Tincher. Tincher, Turner, Furman. 8-9-1 in the Lake County order. Righty, righty. And the kick and the pitch. The breaking ball hooks in there. Strike call. I want to get back to Leanne Cook's email. What have you done other than baseball? She also likes to ask whenever Adam and I go on the road. Well, here's the pitch. That's high. I've got a future plan. So this weekend, if I can find the opportunity, the James A. Garfield Presidential Library is in Mentor, not too far away. The deal. That's low. And now the count is 3 balls and a strike. I'm the Lake County catcher. I'm going to see if I can find time to hit up the Garfield Presidential Library and Museum before coming back to Lansing. Here's the pitch. Up and in, ball four. 5-pitch walk given out by DiCochea. Lake County with a runner back on the bases. First walk given out by Jose. And it's Tyrese Turner. Switch hitter, bats left, starting third baseman. Runner at first, nobody out. The pitch outside for ball one. Lake County scored one in the home first. Lansing answered with two runs in the top of the second. 2-1 Lugnuts. Back come the captains against DiCochea. The righty sets. Throws. Down and away. Change of pace. Two balls, no strikes. So, Leanne, those are my plans. When the Lugnuts were on the road in Iowa, Lynn Smith gave me a great tour of the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library and Museum. On the 2-0. Inside, did that hit him? It sure did. And there's the second hit batter for DiCochea in this game. He had Jonah Advincula in the first inning, and now he plunks Tyrese Turner here in the second. Craig Conklin's not convinced. Lugnuts manager wants an explanation from the home plate umpire, Durkin.
Yeah, the entire Lugnuts dugout was asking for it to be ruled a foul ball, and so Craig Conklin's going to have him go check with his umpiring partner and see.
Durkin and Alex Shears, the bases umpire. Shears had to be peeled away from a conversation with the second baseman, Halter. Let's see if he saw anything. Adam, I think this call is staying. It is. Craig Conklin back to the dugout with his hands on his hips. HBP of Turner, Tincher up to second, and nobody out in the home second inning. And Don Schulze, the pitching coach, right back out to the mound. This has been a series that the Lugnuts have had the answer, and they've come through in the right spot. If you go back to the opening game, we went back and forth. 1-0 Lake County, 2-1 Lugnuts, 2-2, 4-2 Lugnuts, tied up 4-4, 5-4 Lugnuts in the ninth, and they won. They kept on responding whenever Lake County had an answer. And then yesterday, the Lugnuts and the captains. Lugnuts scored a run, Lake County scored a run, and then the Lugnuts scored five and answered and silenced them. Well, here today, Lake County's first batter hit safely and scored in the bottom of the first inning, Nate Furman. But he was the only runner to score in that first inning that saw three hits, including a double, and a hit batter. Here's Nate Furman's second chance. Back around to the top of the lineup. Nobody warming up in the bullpen for Lansing. Can Jose DiCochea get out of this second inning? Tincher at second, Turner at first. Here's the pitch. Change up, down and away. I think that the consolation for the Lugnuts is that the slower runner is the runner at second, the lead runner, because Tyrese Turner can burn at first base. Third baseman Escorche is off his line and in. Shortstop Anales is cheating up the middle for a double play. The pitch. Outside corner, strike called. DiCochea keeping that pitch nice and low, too. He would love the ground ball. This is where I tell you, find time for a triple play. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back for strike two.
Well, now that's forever implemented in my brain when there's runners at first and second. The Jesse Goldberg-Strassler triple play.
You never know. This is triple play territory. One ball and two strikes. 2-1, none out. 2-1, Lugnuts. DiCochea sets, throws, down and in. Smothered at home by C.J. Rodriguez. 2-2 to Nate Furman. Former UNC Charlotte 49er. Furman taken in the fourth round 2 years ago. Played a couple of seasons now in the Midwest League. It's a 2-2 pitch, and he swings and misses. The fastball blazed by him. DiCochea records his second strikeout.
Well, he did the same thing in that first inning. First two guys got on, and then he got the looking strikeout to Devers. Now, as you said it, he brought the heat right there to get Furman for the first out of the second.
94 miles an hour. So bring up Jake Fox, 1-for-1 with a single to right field. Again, third baseman Escorche creeping in. The pitch, high from DiCochea. Double play ball would end this threat. Tincture walks. Turner hit by a pitch, dubiously. But then the strikeout of Furman. 2-1, Lugnuts. The deal off the outside corner. He's behind Jake Fox, 2-0.
Wow, just dropped a dubiously.
Darn right.
On your game tonight.
Darn right. The manager coaching at third base for Lake County is Omir Santos, and he's a ways off the line to get the eyes of the runner at second, Tincher. Here's the delivery. Outside for ball three. Just the lack of consistency batter to batter for Deco Chea. Jose Devers is waiting on deck. On the 3-0, that was the red light, and Fox takes a called strike. He stood there like a Arebulonilis.
I was just about to say that. Like an absolute Arebulonilis statue move.
Like he was going shopping with someone who was shopping for clothes for themselves, but he didn't want to be there. This is a 3-1, and he swings and fouls it up and away, left side. From 3-0 now to 3-2.
I feel like Angeles, Jesse, did that on the first pitches at a lot of times last year. Just take the first pitch to try and help him get a little bit deeper in counts.
Utter disdain. Well, 2-1, one out. Payoff pitch, Deco Chea to Fox. Here it comes. Breaking ball, called strike three on the inside corner. Yes, sir. Back-to-back strikeouts for Deco. Jake Fox turned away.
It's the same pitch he got Devers on, and we were waiting. It looked like strike three. A little bit of an extra half second for Shears, or check that for Durkin. But what a pitch right there for Deco Chea.
Devers struck out looking his first time. His second at bat, his first pitch, he takes a fastball high. That fastball is not treating Deco Chea well yet on a consistent basis. But boy, that curve has been something.
Yeah, think about working backwards. I agree. He's been locating on the corners with it.
Tincher at second, Turner at first, 2-1 Lugnuts. Last of the second, Lake County threatening. Swing and a miss by Devers. Guess what? Breaking ball.
It's beautiful. He's got it working right now, and I think he should stay with it.
He's dropped it in the zone. That last one was out of the zone. He delivers to Devers. Inside, nearly hit him with that fastball.
Well, this is the tough thing, that Devers can sit on that breaking ball because that's the pitch that Deco Chea is locating. So he's probably assuming, I'm getting a breaking ball right now. We just don't know if it's going to be in the zone.
The native of Tucson with his sign nods, kicks and throws. Swing and a miss on the off speed. Well, you'd think he'd be able to sit on it. You'd be wrong.
He got it right there. It looked like waiting for it. He just still couldn't hit it. I'd go to it again.
You know how the metaphor, when life throws you a curveball? Deco Chea is throwing Devers a curveball. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a chopper pulled foul up the left side. Right back to the curve.
Life gives you a curveball. Swing right through it.
Or take it if you're Jake Fox. Yeah. Your call. That's something I really appreciate. When a pitcher throws a pitch that's so filthy, whether the batter swings or takes, it does not matter. But I wouldn't mind right here dropping a curve out of the zone. Devers has shown that he'll chase.
I agree.
2-1, 2-out. 2-1, Lugnuts. 2-2 pitch. Fastball outside. Well, you know, if that pitch was going to be in the zone, Devers was not ready for it.
Well, and it wasn't located well either because Rodriguez had set up on the inside and it nearly grabbed the outside corner.
Just yanked it. Three balls and two strikes, two outs. Runners are in motion here. Action pitch. Swing and a bouncer foul left side. Here's the curve on 3-2.
Just don't think you can trust that fastball right now. I'd like to see the curveball again.
Rodriguez and Deco Chea coming to an understanding. The man on deck is the cleanup hitting Jorge Burgos. A payoff pitch, runners in motion, swing and a miss. He got him. Deco Chea strikes out Jose Devers and that ends the second inning.
I'm up here with the North Coast.
DiCocheo whips Furman, Fox, and Devers to conclude the second after the first two men reached against him. Wasn't the fastball. Wasn't the curveball. That looked to me, Adam, like he went changeup.
Yes, he did. Utilizing all three pitches, the off-speed stuff is working, and DiCocheo keeps the lead for the Lugs.
We've got a treat for you. We're going to the third inning. Adam Jacks is on the call. Lugnuts 2, Captains 1.
And it seems like everybody here just is so excited to be here tonight. What made you come up tonight?
Well, of course, with the Warriors, to be the other ones, he's got to find his roots. He's more like him.
What can we expect out of Owen Ortiz?
You can expect a very lovable dog. You don't like getting any personal space. So they will crowd the personal space, but that's just what they do. They're very friendly and loyal.
Man, I'm in love with these pooches. And then I got a question for you. Are you excited to race across the field with the other Bernice in the eighth inning?
I'm excited to race across the field.
I respect that. I respect. So, hey, every Thursday night is dog night. Tonight is the Bernice Mountain Dog Night. Come see them. They're amazing owners. They are beautiful beasts. We love you, Captains fans. Enjoy the night.
Top of the third inning, hello there, as we bring you back to Classic Auto Group Park. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you. Lansing leads 2-1. Brian Welbaugh, Henry Bolte, Will Simpson coming to the plate against the righty, Peterson. First pitch, breaking ball, outside corner, strike one. Fastball, changeup, and the curveball for Peterson. Comes home. Swing and a foul tip. That's held out to no balls, two strikes. Welbaugh doubled out to left center in his first at bat. He's been swinging it well with a couple home runs here this week for number 12. In the away black alternate uniforms tonight for the Nuts. Home whites for the Captains. The pitch. Breaking ball fades away. One ball, two strikes. Welbaugh, 5'10", 185-pound, 21-year-old. Grips the bat from the right side. Yellow batting gloves tonight. The pitch. Reached on and popped up into the blue sky, first base side, out of play. We'll do the 1-2 once again. Opening tonight, just under 60 degrees, 59 degrees, and we've touched now 61. 1-2 pitch. Bouncing ball, first base side, foul. Welbaugh with the dirty jersey on the front of his black Lugnuts uniform because he slid into second base. We were wondering if it was going to be a single and then ruled a double or ruled an error, but they gave him a hustle double. The pitch home. Way outside. 3-2 on Welbaugh. Lansing tonight with 2 runs on 4 hits. Lake County with 1 run on 3 hits. The pitch. Swinging a tapper back. Remains 2-2. Lugnuts have come through in the first two games of this series. 5-4 win on Tuesday, 6-1 win yesterday. Here we are on Thursday, April 18th, 2024. 2-2. Lifted deep. Right field. Avindola is back. He looks up, and it's gone. Another one for Brian Puelbas. It's 3-1 Lugnuts. An opposite field shot for Puelbas, and he just keeps on tearing it up here in Lake County. Welbaugh halfway to the cycle now with a home run and a double. What a swing, easy the other way, so he has gone deep in 3 straight games. Here's Henry Bolte now at the plate on the right side. The pitch. Fastball shoots in. Outside corner. Strike one. 3 home runs in 3 days for Brian Welbaugh. 8th home run this year for the Nuts. The pitch. Bolte lashes it out to a jumping shortstop. Devers makes the catch in shallow left, fading back. And there's one down. Bolte's had some big swings as well. That one just stayed low enough for Devers to get. Jonah Advíncula, he went back trying to come up with that home run ball, had no chance. The pitch, breaking ball, drops in, outer third to Will Simpson, strike one. 3-1 Lugnuts, we're in the top of the third at Classic Auto Group Park. The pitch, line drive, back through the middle, base hit, Will Simpson. So the hits just keep coming for the Nuts. And that, just their second base hit. I should say second single of the six. They've all been extra base hits outside of that. Double from Buelbas, double from Angeles, double from Escorche, and then the home run from Buelbas here in this third inning. Okay, here comes Johnny Butler from the left side of the plate. 3-1 Lugnuts. We're in the top of the third. One out, one on. The pitch up high outside. Ball one. Butler had the base hit. That was hit hard through the outfield and then came in to score the Lugnuts first run. White batting gloves wiped around the stick. The pitch. Up high inside. Two balls, no strikes. Black helmets, black shirts, and gray pants tonight for the Nuts on the road in Game 3 in Eastlake, Ohio. 20 to 25 minutes east of Cleveland where the parent club plays. Pitch. That's on the outer part of the plate. 2-1. The captains with the blue caps. And then the white jerseys, white pants with captains written diagonally in gold across the chest of their unis. Righty on lefty, the pitch. Breaking ball hits that outside corner. Beauty. And we're even 2-2. Long hold here. And time is called. That comes from the home plate umpire. Ian Durkin behind the plate. Alex Shears in the field as the umpire crews switched around here from the first couple of days. Smell of fire burning off in the distance. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball right at the first baseman, though. Collado has it, throws to second, and the tag is applied by Devers. And that is going to do it for the Nuts. A double play to end the top of the third. But Lansing strikes from Brian Buelbas again. Number 12 has his third straight home run since coming to Lake County on Tuesday. Head to the bottom of the third right after this.
Kind soul, what's your name? And Mike is with his beautiful Shih Tzu. It's time for doggy trivia. This is really hard. So I don't know if you're going to know these. Let's look up on the video board. What are Akitas known for? Their tail, their ears, their athletic abilities, or their fur colors?
Ears.
All right, let's see what it is. It's their tail. That's okay. You only needed two when you win. You only needed two. That's how hard these are. Let's see the next one. What country do French Bulldogs originate from? Spain, Canada, France, or England?
France.
Oh, no! It's not supposed to be any. It's England. It's okay. Fans, you can help, too. All right, next question. Weimaraners are born with stripes. True or false?
False.
Let's see what it is. It's true! You are 0-3! All right, if you go over 4, I'm hooking you up for a prize. Just because your daughter's the head volleyball coach at Rutgers. What type of weather do Bernese Mountain Dogs prefer, warm or cold?
Cold.
Is it cold for one? He got, how about a big round of applause? He got 1-4, which is still a 250 in my book. Hey, how about you say go captains?
Go captains.
I love this guy. He's so cool. Appreciate y'all.
Number 24, 4A, Burgos.
To the bottom of the third, we move here at Classic Auto Group Park in Eastlake, Ohio. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg Strassler with you. Nuts three, Caps one. Jose DiCochea back out the righty to face the lefty, Jose Burgos. The pitch? Down low, ball one. Jose on Jose here, and that happens a couple different times because Jose Devers bats third. Jose Burgos bats cleanup. DiCochea, big deep breath, comes home. Kick back off the netting, strike one. Burgos, the reason that the captains have a run in this game, it was a double out to right when the sun was shining bright, and Buelbas didn't see the ball right off the crack of the bat. DiCochea 1-1. Breaking ball a little bit tight. So Buelbas shades on, lost the ball. Halter and Simpson, second and first baseman, both went out to try and get it, but it was hit too deep down the line, and it plunked down. The pitch is a bouncing ball foul. Two balls, two strikes. So because of that, the captain's got a run on what would have been an out, and then the Lugnuts would have been out of the inning on the next batter, but instead, the run came home, and it's 3-1 Nuts instead of what could be 3-0. The sun is not out there in right field anymore. Shade has covered the pitch. Line drive, that's back through the middle for a base hit. Over towards right center, it's knocked down by Buelbas, and he slings it into second base to Arribe Angeles. So Burgos, 2-for-2 tonight. So now it's Mike Collado. 3-1 Nuts here in this third inning. Nancing out hitting Lake County 6-4 and trying to win their third straight here in Eastlake. Move back to 500 at 6-6. Righty on lefty. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike one. It was the off-speed stump for DiCochea in that last half inning because the first two innings of this game, he's allowed the first two batters to reach. Couple of singles in the first, a walk and an HBP in the second, and a base hit to start this third. The 0-1. Bends low and inside. The breaking ball and the changeup helped him get three strikeouts of the top three batters, Furman, Fox, and Devers, to end that second inning without giving up any runs. Works from the stretch with a runner at first. The pitch home. Shot foul, third base side. Blue seats here at the Captain's Lair and Classic Auto Group Park. Wrap around from left field to right, and then they jut in about three-quarters of the way down the line. And I'm sure, as Jesse has probably mentioned through the first couple of games, the unique setup where the bullpen is out in front of the wall in foul territory in right and left. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And that is another strikeout for DiCochea, his fifth, and he got him with the changeup. So the captain's really struggling with that off-speed stump from DiCochea. To our knowledge, this is the only ballpark where the bullpen is in play and it sits up against the outfield wall. Jonah Advincula, throw back to first. So the bench sits right up against the outfield wall in right and left in foul territory, and then the mounds are just in front of it. Lugnuts have a couple of arms warming. The pitch, check swing, and it's outside, ball one. 3-1 Nuts, we're in the bottom of the third. At 3-1 courtesy of another Brian Buelbas bomb, his third in 3 days. And 3-1 at the plate right now. The pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. For Jonah Advincula. That's A-D-V-I-N-C-U-L-A. Advincula.
Advincula.
What a name.
Yeah. I like saying Advincula.
The pitch.
A
That's outside. You like saying Dracula, too?
Yes. It's the same sort of thing, right? It's marvelous. He's my favorite name to say so far in the league.
Well, we've had a couple of great names so far. His is definitely up there. 2-1 pitch. Runner takes off. Throw is inside. Here's the chuck down to second, and it's up over Aribilanales. Well, not quite. It was to the left of the bag. He started scurrying like it was out in center field. Burgos wasn't buying it. That's a swipe as he's in scoring position. Jesse, checking in with you. Who did you have as your prediction to lead the Lugnuts in home runs this year?
Henry Bolton.
Mm. Pitch home. That's a little bit outside. That's ball four. And Bolte has had a couple of home runs to start the year. We've seen a couple from Brian Welbas. We've seen some from Will Simpson. They were quiet at home this weekend against Great Lakes, but now eight home runs for the Lugnuts have helped them to a 3-1 advantage. Right now, Don Schulze pacing out there, the pitching coach for the Nuts, to have a quick word with Jose DiCochea, as again, this has been the norm for him. Two runners on through the first three innings, but yet flirting with all that danger, he's only given up one run. And unfortunately, for the Lugnuts, it wouldn't have happened if not for the sun. It's Justin Boyd that's set to come up here, the right-hander. Again, Lansing with arms ready in the pen. It's Blaise Pontes that's warming up down there, the right-hander. Now check that. That's Hunter Bro that's warming up. 15, 16.
The Hawaiian high school teammates.
Here's the pitch. That's outside, ball one.
Let's go, Captains.
Burgos is at second. Avincula is at first. And at the plate is Justin Boyd. Hit into a fielder's choice in his first at bat. 3-1 Nuts, bottom three. The pitch home. Whacked up into the air, foul territory, out of play. Strike one.
There's a delightful section of fans. Did you hear them trying to entertain themselves during the down moment by everyone singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game together?
Well, they're, only four innings too soon. What, do they want to go home early? 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Great changeup right there from Jose DiCochea. That's the same pitch that just got Collado for his fifth strikeout. Again, his off-speed stuff has been excellent. Here comes the 1-2. Swing and a bouncing ball foul, third base side. Burgos with a base hit. Collado, strikeout swinging. Mikula, the walk. And now Boyd at the plate. Trying to get the captains a little bit closer here, down 3-1. Lansing hoping that they go down 3-0 in this series with the Lugs staking yesterday and Tuesday's game down here at Classic Auto Group Park in East Lake, Ohio, just to the east of Cleveland, just to the south of Lake Erie. 1-2 pitch. In there, called strike three. It is a delayed strike three call from Ian Durkin. You have to wait just a second to see, is he going to go up with the right hand or not? And he did, and DiCochea has six punch-outs. It is remarkable how up and down on the spectrum pitching-wise he has performed in this game, and that's going to be it for him. I mean, Jesse, he's allowed two runners per half inning to get on, but he's getting the majority of his outs. Six of the first eight that he've recorded have been by the strikeout. What an outing.
38 strikes, 33 balls, pitching on a tightrope, and yet you see the great promise for him.
Absolutely. The stuff is there, and the breaking stuff and off-speed stuff tonight was fabulous. He had troubles locating the fastball. That's what hurt him, but oh my goodness, if you can put that all together, you got something here with Jose DiCochea. It is now Hunter Breaux that comes in, and the 6'3", 235-pound, 24-year-old from Hawaii and out of Oregon will now try and get the final out of this third inning. By the way, stay tuned, of course, for the bottom of the fourth. We'll have trivia, but boy, do we have something special for you in the top of the fourth. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
You're going to want to come back for that one.
If you want to talk to Direct Auto Insurance, they're right behind their section, 107, for all your car insurance needs.
So Hunter Breaux warms up here, and we'll see if he can get Johnny Tincher, who walked on four pitches in the second. Burgos is at second. Advíncula is at first. And the reason the Lugnuts have this lead, Jesse, while we have a moment, how about the tear right now that Brian Welbas is on? Another home run. Where has this come from this week for him?
Coming to Lake County has been so healthy for a number of these Lugnuts hitters. And I think about Aribel Anales. Henry Bolte had such a great game yesterday. But Brian Welbas has always been capable of this. We see this from him in batting practice. And now he's taking it into games against a team who, through the years, Lake County Captains pitching has been something to fear and respect. We understand how good Cleveland is at instructing and developing pitching, and Welbas has destroyed them.
All right, here comes the first pitch to Tincher. On the outside corner, strike one. So you're telling me Aribel Anales, or check that Brian Welbas, he's got a shot to lead the Lugnuts this year in home runs?
No, because I think if he keeps this up, he's going up to double A.
Well, I disagree. Not entirely. The 0-1. That's cued foul, first base side. No balls, two strikes.
That is the difficulty in trying to figure out who's going to lead the Lugnuts in a certain category. Because if a player does it well, that player is not going to stick around. I am already fielding questions. I don't know if you've heard them. But people are going, so Will Simpson, are we going to keep him long?
It's so hard. It pulls right on your heartstrings. The 0-2 pitch. That's just a little bit wide. You want them to do well, but then when they do well, you know they're probably going to leave us.
You want what's best for the player, too. Jackson Holliday, everyone was like, let's get him up to the major leagues. He's going to be good. He's languishing in AAA. He's now struggling in the major leagues.
The 0-2. That's fouled off. Check that, the 1-2. That's the thing, right? It's timing. You don't want to rush it. You want it to be perfect timing. Playing well, comfortable, move him to the next level, but also don't rush him up there and ruin some confidence and then have the struggles like a Holiday and figure out, do you keep him up here? Do you bring him back down? Two on, two out, bottom three, 3-1 Nuts. Bro, trying to get that final out. The pitch home. Breaking ball just down low. Hunter Bro's got that long hair coming out of the back of his gray Lugnuts cap. It's the zoomed-in version of Luggy the Lugnut on the front of the cap. See the tooth sticking out and the teeth. The pitch. Line drive. The shot the other way. Past the dive of Holter at second into right field. Rounding third is Burgos. The throw is cut off by Simpson. And it's 3-2. And the RBI single from Johnny Tincher. That ball was scorched. And bro, he did well. He got up two strikes. He had options. But Tincher just took it the other way.
It's not a great throw in right field from Brian Welbas either. He grounded it back into the infield. I'd like to see what he could have done with that if he had another chance, because that ball was sizzling out there to him.
That's the next element for Welbas that I wonder is got to catch up to the bat here. Is that defense? Because he's had some mistakes here at the beginning of the year. And he's a good outfielder. He's a center fielder at times. Tyrese Turner takes the pitch down low, ball one. You got Henry Bolte, though, in center. Brian Welbas is playing right. We've seen Welbas play center years before and earlier this year. He just did so against the Loons. Bro trying to keep the Lugnuts in front. They lead 3-2, although it doesn't say that on the scoreboard. The pitch. This is shot foul. Well, if they don't tap it on the scoreboard, does it mean it's still 3-1? That's what it says here in right center on the Classic Park scoreboard here at Classic Auto Group Park. Righty-lefty the pitch. Down low, 2-1 to Tyrese Turner. He was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat in the second. Advincula is at third after he walked. Tincher with that RBI single is at first. The pitch home. Squared to bunt. And it's pulled back by Turner. 3-1. One thing you can really appreciate about the captain uniforms is how big and bold the last name is on the backs of these uniforms. It is very clearly written up there. T-U-R-N-E-R. Turner as he steps back into the box from the left side. The pitch. That's yanked up in the air. Second. And Lansing in danger of giving the lead. Giving up the lead. Lead 3-2. Rose got to find the zone. The pitch. This is yanked out to right center field. This is trouble. Puelbas watches it go. It's a grand slam for Nate Furman. 6-3 Captains in the third. Well, he tried to sneak one by him there and get one across the zone. Furman was waiting on the fastball, and he didn't miss it. And a 3-1 fastball leaves the yard a grand slam, and all of a sudden this game has been turned upside down.
It's a middle fastball at 94 miles an hour. And that ball is just too grooved.
The pitch. Down low, ball one to Jake Fox. Dicochea lived on the edge, was able to get through it with the off-speed stuff. Bro gave up the base hit, got behind and walked Turner, and then got behind and instead of walking Furman, tried to get one by. The pitch, hard hit, up the first base side, foul. 1-1. Some hard contact by these captains against Hunter Bro. So instead of looking at the game potentially being tied, Lake County has broken it open with a 5-run third inning. They haven't scored 5 runs in the first 2 games here in East Lake. Lugnuts won 5-4 on Tuesday and 6-1 yesterday. Lake County now putting a 6th spot up against the Nuts after Lansing had the 6-1 win yesterday afternoon. 1-1 pitch. Low and outside.
Five that they've been talking about has been their 5-game losing streak. But just looking at this roster, you knew that they were capable of this. It was great Lugnuts pitching to silence them until this inning.
2-1. Swing and a foul tip held on to by Rodriguez, and we're even. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And 5 straight losses for the captains coming into tonight, while the Lugnuts have their first winning streak of the season. 2 straight to open up here to the east of Cleveland. Now they'll have to come back tonight. 2-2. Way inside. Fox somehow danced out of the way. And Hunter Bro is just struggling right now to find the zone. It's really the same type of inconsistency we saw from Dicochea. The only difference, Dicochea was getting swings and misses and locating with that off-speed stuff. Hard contact here against Bro. The pitch. That's fouled back. And we'll stay at the 3-2. Fox tonight, 1-for-2. Him and Furman with a couple of base hits. Furman just got the home run. The other 4 times, the top 3 in the order, struck out because of Dicochea's stuff. 3-2 pitch. Lifted out to center field. Hit well, but Bolte is underneath of it, coming in, and he reaches up and makes the catch. And that does it for the third inning, but a big one for the captains. They get 3 hits, 2 walks. And it's capped off with a grand slam by Nate Furman. And Lake County has their 2nd lead of the night. This one by 3, 6-3 as we move to the 4th.
David Cameron, grand slam.
You know, Brewer, in my entire life, that is the first professional grand slam I have ever witnessed in person. I kid you not.
Well, it couldn't happen to a better person, that's for sure. That is a beautiful shot. And how about a, David Cameron, how about a shout out to the greatest ground screw in minor league baseball?
They look amazing. This field looks beautiful. I hope you people out here and Classic Auto Park appreciate how beautiful this stadium is.
And David, Drew Nasky said he'd be willing to learn a dance this year, too.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
He even dress up. Can I get you a Fresca or a Tab or a Pepsi Free?
I'm still waiting for the cherry coke you said you were going to bring me on Tuesday.
All right, I'll pick one from the concession stands.
All right, work to do for the Lansing Lugnuts as we bring you back to the fourth, 6-3, the captain's lead, thanks to a grand slam from the leadoff man, Nate Furman, as he took Hunter Bro deep. So the Lugnuts 3-1 lead has disappeared. Lugnuts offense has been good, though, in this series. We'll see if Aribio Anjales can get them started. Speaking of good, number four has been excellent. He had a double earlier in this game. First pitch to him, squares to bunt. And he pulls it back. It's on the outside corner. Strike one. 6-7 and 8 do up for the Nuts. Danny Bautista Jr., C.J. Rodriguez to follow Anjales. 0-1. That's down low. One ball, one strike. It's our first opportunity to come to Eastlake, Ohio this year. We'll be back here in early July. The pitch. Bouncing ball hit weakly third base side. That's to the left of the line, picked up by Turner. So one ball, two strikes. And Logan Butoski is the second-year broadcaster here, Jesse, and he greeted us with all sorts of surprises as we got to town. Now, I got to town today. You got here on Tuesday. We had signs on our door, game notes ready, rosters. The pitch, that's a little bit outside. Two balls, two strikes. And then a nice little homey touch, a sack lunch that he's packed for us.
Well.
2-2. That's popped up, shallow right field. And in comes right fielder Avincula to make the catch. And there's one out.
I cannot wait for you to open up your Logan. You say sack lunch. I would think your welcome package.
Welcome packages indeed. Yes, if you'll indulge with us, I wanted to open this up on the air. Now, Jesse, he already opened his, but I promise I didn't look. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one to Danny Bautista. 6-3. Captain's lead here in the top of the fourth. What a nice guy. He
yes.
brought us a welcome pack
yes.
here to come into Eastlake. The pitch. That's on the outside corner. No balls, two strikes. Hopefully there's not a plank in here for us to walk. All right, so let's open this up. Oh, the bag is ripped. We got a staple up top. Let's see this. This pitch is lifted high out to right, and again, in comes Avincula to make the catch. Two down here.
Got your captain's booty.
So we've got first, you got to stay hydrated, Niagara Purified Drinking Water. Excellent.
Direct from Niagara Falls.
Oh. Cracker Jacks, of course, a baseball staple. C.J. Rodriguez comes to the plate. The pitch, that's a little bit wide. One ball, no strike. 6-3 captains. We're opening up our welcome bag from Logan, Lake County broadcaster here in the top of the fourth. Next pitch, that's outside. Two balls, no strikes. All right, what else? Oh, of course, you got to have the double bubble. And finally packaged in a nice little Ziploc
yes.
bag. It's like 10 pieces in there. That pitch comes in, strike one.
It is a baseball care package.
Of course, a napkin. No crumbs in here, Jesse. 2-1. Check swing, Rodriguez couldn't hold up. Two balls, two strikes. All right, we've got some healthy raw mixed nuts. Almonds, cashews, walnuts, hazelnuts, pistachios. Love it. And then, of course, you got to have some candy. The pitch. Ooh, that's up and in as Rodriguez just got out of the way. We've got a Baby Ruth.
Baseball themed.
Yes, indeed. Good. And then some beef jerky, it looks like.
That's
Slim
right.
Jim Mile. Pitch home. That's on the outside corner, strike three. So C.J. Rodriguez and the Lugnuts strike out here in the fourth, but we've hit a home run thanks to Logan and the gift bag he has welcomed us with here in Lake County. Thanks to him and the hospitality, we will head to the bottom of the fourth. Trivia time coming up. Captains in front of the Nuts, 6-3.
Ready, set, go! Oh, yes! It's so beautiful. This is the epitome. This couldn't be going any better if we tried. No, no, sweet beast, come back, come back. You're not done yet. Oh, sweetheart. Whoever licks the most peanut butter off the glass is your winner. I'll tell you, every Thursday night here is a dog night at Classic Autogrill Park. It is really good. I actually bought this peanut butter. It is organic. It is healthy, a lot of protein. You guys are absolutely adorable. Don't worry, we did make sure we cleaned this off. It is absolutely clean. Your dog is going to absolutely win. How about a big round of applause for Master and Son, or Master? The dog is the master.
I looked away, wasn't sure what was going on, and I looked up. I didn't know what was going on.
Well, come on down here and we'll find out. Come on, Captain Smith, have a little more round of applause for them. They were brilliant. Man, you guys are tough tonight. Grand Slam.
All right, we head to the bottom of the fourth. It is the Captain 6 and your Lugnuts 3, Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thanks so much for joining us here. Classic Auto Group Park in Eastlake, Ohio. Hunter Bro, first pitch. Shot back up. Just beyond the net, right side to Jose Devers. Devers 0-2 tonight, couple of strikeouts as he digs in from the right side of the box. Ankle guard on that front right foot, or make that the front left foot. The pitch. That snaps the mitt of C.J. Rodriguez on the outside corner, strike two. Gray caps, black shirts, gray pants tonight. Nice little sandwich for the Nuts uniforms. Here's a high hopper towards third on one bounce. Underhand glove by Escorche to first, and he makes the play on the run. One down. Captains in front, 6-3, one out. Here comes Jose Burgos. Jesse, what do you say we give the folks some trivia?
Oh, yeah. Give them what they want.
We know they want the trivia. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com, where you can send in the answers. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Burgos tonight, 2-for-2, RBI double, and then a single and a run scored, plus a stolen base in his last at-bat. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Jesse, that's outside. One ball, one strike. Could you explain to the people what a golden cycle is?
Ooh. A golden cycle is when a player hits single, double, triple, but instead of a homer, a grand slam.
The pitch. This is popped up to shallow left field. Back goes Angeles Bautista, comes in. He's under it, leans a little to his left, makes the catch. And there's two outs.
Well, we've seen a grand slam today, so this is timely.
Yes, it is. And it is also timely because on this day in Lugnuts history, a golden cycle was hit by a former Lugnut. Who hit the golden cycle on this day in Lugnuts history? First pitch, and that's a little bit off the plate, ball one. It's Mike Collado who's at the plate. 0-2 tonight. 6-3, Captain's lead. The pitch, outside, two balls, no strikes. Trivia question tonight, on this day in Lugnuts history, who hit the golden cycle? Also, you can let us know the significance of that inning that it was hit in, because it was something big. The pitch, that's in there, strike one. That's really doing you're doing your homework and putting your Lugnuts history into the fold, if you can remember that. But it was a special moment. 2-1. This is fly back up off the net. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Again, at Jay Goldstrass. Well, that's the Twitter, at Jay Goldstrass, at Adam Jackson. You can certainly tweet at us or Jay Goldstrass, LansingLugnuts.com. Send in your answers. 2-2. This is lifted out to right, and it drops in for a base hit. Just a little poke right there across the plate from Collado. And again, the captains keep the pressure on it. Lugnuts had an opportunity to get their first 1-2-3 inning, but not to be. So now it's Jonah Advíncula that comes to the plate. He's reached a couple of times, HBP and a walk, scored one run. One of the 6 tonight for the captains on 7 hits. Lugnuts have 3 on 6 hits. The pitch, lefty takes it wide, ball 1. One of 4 lefties in the lineup tonight. And there's also 2 switch hitters in the lineup tonight for the captains. So they've got all sorts of fun in their starting 9. Bro the righty on the hill. Set, he comes home. Let's kick back, ticks off the top of the net, and heads back towards the sweet level. 1-1. Calm night here in East Lake, Ohio. The wind is slowly blowing towards left. They've got the Ohio State, that is the State of Ohio flag out there, and the American flag to its left. The throw back to first. Of course, if you're talking to a lot of the Ohio natives, they wouldn't mind if there was an Ohio State flag out there. You could talk to the broadcasting crew of the captains. They wouldn't mind either. 1-1 pitch. That shot foul. And out of play. 1-2. But I tell you who would mind. Jesse would be very furious if there was an Ohio State Buckeyes flag flying out there in center field. Wouldn't you? I know your disdain.
Irate. Can I introduce you to a new word, by the way, after this pitch?
The pitch? That's up high, 2 balls, 2 strikes. What is it?
Real quick, burgee, B-U-R-G-E-E. Do you know what the word burgee means? That is the shape of the Ohio State flag. It is not a rectangle.
Oh, yes.
Swallowtail.
The pitch home. This is cued on the ground to third. Escorche has it across the diamond to first. Simpson closes his mitt. And that will do it. Well, you know who's perfectly shaped? Jesse Goldberg Strassler. And he will have the call for you when we return for the 5th. 6-3, the captains lead your Lugnuts.
Austin Peterson concludes his warm-up pitches, and we're ready to move. Out of the top of the 5th inning. Now the Lugnuts are down 6-3 to the Lake County Captains, game 3 in the 6-game series. Escorche, then the top of the order coming up once again. Colby Alter, and then Brian Buelabas, who is 2-for-2 with a double and a home run. So, let's see if the Lugnuts can chip away at this 3-run deficit. We begin with Jose Escorche. And he begins by taking ball one outside. Scorche himself, one for one with an RBI double. Cracked it off the left field wall. Righty offers to righty. Breaking ball for a called strike. You know, when we asked the Lake County Captains broadcasters about a scouting report on Austin Peterson, they said, fastball, a lot of fastballs. I think he has a changeup. Pitch, fastball fouled back. Well, they said, probably is a breaking ball. Adam, we've seen a lot of a breaking ball.
He's got a pretty decent breaking ball.
Yeah. One ball and two strikes. He winds and throws. And Escorche smacks it on the ground to short, fielded by Devers. Fires to first, and he's out at the bag. What a stretch by Collado. Mike Collado realized the urgency there. He had Escorche dashing up the line. Devers, earlier in the series, took too long on a ball that was grounded to him by Will Simpson, and it turned into an infield single. Nearly took too long right there, as it is. One away in the fifth inning.
What a stretch from Collado. Oh,
love it.
My goodness.
The man does yoga. And now here's Colby Halter. First offering, elevated, left side foul ground, dashing out the third baseman Turner, but it's seven rows back into the seats. No balls and a strike.
He's not coy about it. Yato does Yoda.
Adam said on the mic. Mike Collado, ladies and gentlemen. Colby Halter so far, 0 for 2, ground outs to first and to second. He chops this one right side, another chance in the second baseman, Furman over to Collado at first. That was easier. And there's two outs.
Furman made that look easy. He was running forward, and he had to glove that above his head, but he was looking at first base when he caught the ball.
He's 5 feet 8 inches tall. Yes.
Just pure instinct. Glove goes up. He's looking at first, and he had no issue with it.
That's lovely. Brian Buelbaz takes ball one outside. Well, it's Nate Furman's day. Grand slam. Lake County is leading 6-3. Brian Buelbaz, though, the pitch hit in the air and foul, towering off the right side. Strike two. It's Buelbaz who doubled in the first inning and homered in the third. Austin Peterson is looking to complete a 1-2-3 top of the fifth inning. He winds and throws. Down and away. Ball one. You know, West Michigan is hammering Great Lakes right now. 10-0 at Dow Diamond. Looking for a third straight win in that series. The pitch. Well, Buelbaz gets under it in the infield. Furman dashes toward the mound. Called off. Collado there for the catch. And this time, Buelbaz is retired. Halfway to the house, going to the bottom of the fifth inning, Lake County 6, Lansing 3.
So we were looking around Classic Auto Group Park, trying to find owners that look like their dogs. So we're trying to find a dog that looks like their owner. So we have this pooch right here. Do you think the owner looks like the dog? We gotta turn around, people can't even see you. Yeah, I think that's pretty close. Absolutely. How were your nachos, by the way? Look, wait, can we go pan to the nachos room? You finished all of those. You're incredible. Can you get them one more?
Thank you very much. I'm all three of them. Thank you guys so much for having us. We appreciate it.
We appreciate you so much. Come on over here, my friends. I got the best cameraman in sports. All right, so we're over here at Direct Auto. All right, so you can pick a winner?
You can pick a winner.
I'll pick it. I'm not going to draw. What are we playing for? Okay. This is for a t-shirt. Okay. For a t-shirt. Nikki Zaborowski. Nikki Zaborowski, Direct Auto Insurance. Check your phone. You're about to be called. Awesome. Thank you. Captain Stance, you're having a good time tonight. You are very relaxed. A beautiful couple in Section 106 in Global Real Estate. They don't even know they're at 106.
Now, the Saturday winner, number four, Justin Boyd.
Justin Boyd, the former Cincinnati Reds prospect, now in the Guardians organization, leads off the last of the fifth inning. It is Lake County 6, Lansing 3. On the right-hander on the mound for the Lugnuts is Luis Carrasco, who offers on the first offering, fought off the hands foul, off the facing of the sweets and then bouncing down. Strike one. You know, Hunter Breaux had a rough open into the game, relieving Jose Dicoche in the bottom of the third inning, but he settled down, and he did pitch a scoreless fourth inning before bridging here to Carrasco. Carrasco to Boyd. Swing and a miss. On the count is nothing and two. Fastball from Carrasco, 93 miles per hour. It is Boyd, Tincher, and Turner, 7-8-9 in the order. Righty, righty. Justin Boyd is 0-2. He takes the breaking ball outside. It was Boyd, Tincher, Turner in the third inning. Boyd struck out against Dicochea, but Tincher an RBI single, and then Turner a walk. A 1-2 is coming in. Swing and a miss, and Carrasco strikes at Justin Boyd. That was how Jose Dicochea finished his outing. He whipped Justin Boyd watching. Then he walked off the mound with two outs and two runners on to hand the ball to Hunter Breaux, only to see Breaux allow the RBI single to Tincher, walk Tyrese Turner, and give up a grand slam to Nate Furman. And that turned what had been a 3-1 Lugnuts lead into a 6-3 deficit. Luis Carrasco works against Johnny Tincher, righty to righty. Pitch on its way. Right in there, first strike called. You know, Adam, a knock on Carrasco had been, does he have an out pitch? Does he have a pitch to go to strike guys out? Catcher Rodriguez checks in. I would say that Justin Boyd would say yes.
Absolutely. And that's what we saw from Dicochea. He was able to work out a couple of jams because of his high strikeout numbers with six. Lugnuts still would love to get that first shutdown inning, maybe get them some momentum back and try and get them back into this game.
Here's the 0-1 to Tincher. Popped up, right side, into foul territory, first baseman Simpson. That baseball's over the dugout, though, and out of play. Johnny Tincher, the Washington Husky. And 2 years ago, Pac-12 all-defensive team. He also ranked fourth among all Pac-12 catchers in hitting home runs. Two-time all Pac-12. Played 4 years for the University of Washington Huskies. No balls, two strikes. Here it is. He swings and grounds weakly to shortstop. Anales comes in, gathers, throws, and the stretch by Simpson. Two down. There's something in the game notes for Lake County about Johnny Tincher that I'm going to need to follow up on. It says here that Johnny Tincher won the Cleveland organization's catching competition in minor league spring training. Tyrese Turner's the batter, two outs, nobody on. Luis Carrasco looks for the 1-2-3 frame, last of the fifth. Fly ball left field. There's Danny Bautista Jr. backing up. He's got it. And that'll end the inning. So I'll find out more about that catching competition. Adam Jackson enjoying here. He won our broadcasting competition, coincidentally.
I definitely did not.
And we go to the sixth inning. The Lugnuts down to Lake County 6-3.
It's our first ever milk bone doggy eating contest where they're actually going to eat dog bones. Whoever eats the most dog bones wins a sweet to a future April game. They're legitimately eating dog bones. Legitimate dog bones. 3, 2, 1, go! All right, you got to read. Honestly, goodness, it's good protein. I mean, you really gotta understand how a dog feels when they eat a milk bone. It's like a wing on a wing night. It's like a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle in your favorite bar. It's an amazing time in life. And you really gotta savor that milk bone. They're high in protein. They have everything you need to really. Captain's fans, give them some love right now. They're eating dog bones. I mean, they're legitimately eating milk bones. How you doing? You're just struggling, but I'm proud of you. Two over here, one over here. She eats one more dog bone. Not only is she winning ice cream, she's getting a free sweet on Tuesday, April 30th. You gotta try that last one. It's the dog bone challenge. She's going for it, and she's gonna win it. Give her a big round of applause, everyone.
Now pitching for your captain, number 39, Juan Zapata. Now to bat, the center fielder, number 30, Henry Volpe.
Six to three, the Lugnuts trail as we open up the sixth inning, and Henry Bolte's the batter. The first offering to Henry, outside for ball one. Bolte followed by Simpson and Butler, 3, 4, and 5 in the order against the right-hander Juan Zapata. I remember throwing a lot of sliders when the Lugnuts saw him before. Let's it fly, and the fastball is skied by Bolte to right field for Jonah Advincula coming in, waiting. He snatches it. Now there's one away. Bolte today is 0 for 3. Austin Peterson done for Lake County. His final line, 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs. No walks, 3 strikeouts. So now 20 strikeouts compared to only 1 walk this year. And the end for Peterson, 82 pitches, 56 strikes. He is in line to win this game because of Nate Furman's go-ahead grand slam in the third inning. 6-3 Captains. Here's the pitch to Will Simpson. Strike called inside corner. Adam, I'm going to bring something back. Something that I used to love doing in Lugnuts broadcasts for a long time was baseball lingo. Baseball slang. Righty, righty. Zapata to Simpson. Strike two called outside corner. So your baseball lingo today is gateway. What is the gateway on the baseball field? Think that one through. Answer coming in the bottom half of the sixth inning. I love it. I love talking about baseball slang, especially when we do it, we find good terms, and then you and I can use them for the entire rest of the year. One out, base is clear. Simpson's 1-for-2 with a single. Zapata's 0-2. Simpson lays off, the off-speed down and away. I have a brand new book this year. And when I say brand new, I mean it's older. It's The Complete Guide to Baseball Slang, written by Joseph McBride. He wrote this in 1980.
Oh, the illustrations on the front. Oh, excellent.
Oh. This book is just a treasure. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Check swing. It was down. They do not appeal. And it's ball two. What a job by Simpson not to pull the trigger there.
Okay. Take my shot here.
Wait. Can you wait until the bottom half of the sixth inning?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're going to answer it then.
Yes. Let's wait in the bottom half because I bet you know. Give the folks a chance. 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. Swing and a tapper. Rolling foul in the left-hand batter's box. That was a little dangerous right there. That ball was wiggling out in front of home plate.
Tried to have some eyes there. Get out into fair territory.
No. Look the other way. Have some eyes toward the Lake County dugout. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Simpson strikes out. First strikeout for Zapata. How about the Pacific Northwest getting represented in this series, by the way? The catcher, Johnny Tincher, teammates in college with Will Simpson. Meanwhile, Jonah Advincula out in right field is the rival Washington State Cougar. You also have Justin Boyd, the Oregon State Beaver, who's in center field. Now Johnny Butler, who takes a ball inside. I mean, the Pac-12, I know, is now a thing of the past, but...
Let's talk about a higher note, though. Championship battery, men's basketball and football with the starting pitcher and starting catcher today for Lake County.
Here's the 1-0. Down and in. Wait a second. Washington didn't win a championship.
Championship game appearance.
Oh, okay. Because I seem to recall a team from Ann Arbor getting there, and I don't think that championship game was that close. Do you remember the final score, perhaps?
No, honestly, I don't. I'm going to be completely honest.
Adam, the biggest Wolverines fan of the booth, it's okay. He was celebrating. Butler lines this one. Humpback line drive up the middle. The shortstop Devers takes it. He intercepts it in front of the second baseman, Furman. On the side, retired. 3-4-5 hitters go down. 1-2-3.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a huge Maryland Terrapins football fan.
Fear the turtle. Fear the turtle. Let's go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Lugnuts trailing Lake County 6-3.
We're going to play a quick game of heads or tails. And what we're going to do is I'm going to ask everybody in section 118 and 119 to please stand up real quickly. If you're in 118, 119, 120, please stand up. We're going to play some heads or tails. You got to put your hands on your head if you think it's going to be head. You got to put your hands on your hips if you think it's going to be tails. You're playing for Lake County Captain's Prize Package. If you don't want to play, you're not offending me. All right, hands on your heads for heads. Hands on your hips for tails. Let's see. In his head, which means if you've got tails, please sit down. All right, how many of you are left? Raise your hand so I can see. All right, heads or tails, everyone? Heads or tails? Here we go. In his head, we have two people left, three people left. They're up in 119, 120 Liberty Home Boarding Section. All right, heads or tails, everyone? What are you thinking? All right, got two for tails, if you go ahead. All right, here we go. If it's tails, you win. It's tails, our winner up there in section 120 in the Ohio State. How about a big round of applause for our heads or tails winner? Congratulations, all you win is a quarter, but I'm proud of you for that. Go, Captains.
The bottom of the sixth inning begins right here. Nate Furman, the left-handed hitter. First pitch, Luis Carrasco fires to the outside corner. And a strike called. Furman, Fox, Devers, 1-2-3 for Lake County. Lefty, lefty, righty. Against the Lugnuts right-hander from Carora, Venezuela. Here's the pitch. Down it in. One ball, one strike. You know, we're not all that far away here in East Lake, Ohio. From Luis Carrasco's cousin. His cousin Carlos Carrasco is a Cleveland Guardian. Well, the Guardians will be at home starting tomorrow. Break even. Fly ball, left center field, tracking it to his right, Henry Bolte into the alleyway. He gallops over to run it down. One away.
Oh yeah, Jesse, who are they playing?
The Oakland Athletics.
Hey, what do you say?
Hey. Here we've got the high A's against the Guardians high A club. And we've got the Guardians and the A's just right down the road.
The A's just following us around. How about that?
Love it. Love it. Jake Fox steps in. First pitch to him. And buried ball one. Lugnuts won the first two games of this series, too. The A's are playing good ball recently. Just beat the Cardinals yesterday. Day off today. I think the A's record is 8-11. Bowen offering to the man wearing number one is up and away. One out, nobody on. 6-3 Lake County leading and hitting in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mason Miller has been a huge part of the story, is why the A's are playing such good ball. Unhittable closer. The 2-0. Strike called on the outside corner.
Pays to have a closer that can touch in the 100s multiple times. He's been lights out.
I mean, he averages 100. Mm. Averages. Carrasco to the plate. Fouled back. Two balls, two strikes on Jake Fox. I gave you your baseball lingo in the top half of this inning. Adam, now I invite you. Where and or what is the gateway on the baseball field?
Okay, I've got guess that was written in, and I've got my own guess.
Ooh, I like this. First, though, Carrasco's pitch up very high off the mid of Rodriguez. 3-2.
All right, first, the guest written in from the voice of Jackson Field back in Lansing, Chris Schneider, says he's going with first base as gateway to the rest of the bases.
Okay, okay. And your guess now?
I'm going with the opening in the outfield from out into the field of play.
The payoff is high, and Carrasco has walked Fox. One of the two of you is correct, but not both of you.
Well, I'm going to guess that Chris is probably correct.
Jake Fox is heading down to the gateway. First base is the gateway. He is absolutely right. Now to read from Joseph McBride, writer of The Complete Guide to Baseball Slang. Not content with the ordinary name of first base, writers began calling it the gateway. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back by Jose Devers, strike one. Why? Because it is the first destination of a runner on his trip home, hence way the gateway to a score.
And we'll see if he can make his way to the Keystone.
At second base. Love it, love it. All right, thank you for enjoying some baseball slang here.
I'm 0 for 1 this year.
That's okay. Jose Devers is 0 for 3. And he chops down toward third, taken in by Escorche. Long throw across the diamond, and the scoop but a hop by Simpson. Two gone. Fox moves up to second.
How much does it pay to have a great first baseman like Will Simpson? I mean, that's an incredible play by Escorche just to get it over there on the run. He can't put much on it, but he's trusting that Simpson can pick it, and Simpson does so with no issue. Two outs now.
I would say outstanding scouting based on what you and I have seen so far with Will Simpson for the Oakland A's to select him in the 15th round last year. The pitch, down and away. Ball one to Jorge Burgos, an 18th rounder of the Pirates out of high school, out of Skyline High School in Sammamish, and then 15th rounder of the Oakland A's last year, Will Simpson, taken 436th overall. This pitch is up high. $150,000 the signing bonus to bring him in. And he was taken, let me see, 8 picks in front of Caleb Ketchup, which is the real name of a baseball player. Adam, there are some names for the 15th round last year on the draft. This pitch is inside. 3 balls and no strikes on Burgos. Can I go through some names for you? Okay, we've got Nigel Belgrave. We've got Cray Lott. I think this is Cray. Q-R-E-Y for the first name. Cray. Cray, I would guess. This pitch is high, and that's a 4-pitch walk for Burgos. Phoenix Call. What a great name that is. Drafted by the Red Sox. Dylan Carmouche. Kalena Sauer to the Blue Jays. Tomas Frick to the Yankees. Garrett Guillemette to the Astros. This might have been the best round of the entire draft. Mound visit from the pitching coach, Don Schultze. So far in the sixth inning, we've seen fly out, walk, ground out, walk for Luis Carrasco. Caleb Ketchup, though, what a winner. There's Jake Berger, the big slugger for the Marlins. Berger needs to meet Ketchup at some point.
Missouri State Bear.
Has there ever been a player named Mustard in professional baseball history? Yes, Ian Mustard, who played for Mount St. Joseph University in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Come on!
I have not found anyone with the last name of Relish.
Fries?
Well, last year, do you remember there was Frias who played here? Pete Fries played in the major leagues. Yes, there have been a number of players with the last name of Fries. Okay.
We need one more. Hold on.
Here's John Advincula, who takes ball one up and away.
Jesse, you can't have a burger and fries without having one of our faves, a milkshake.
Brings all the boys to the ballpark.
Darn right.
The pitch. Fly ball, center field, hit well. Henry Bolte to his left. He's there. He's got the catch. The side retired and the inning over. 2 walks, no runs. No players named Milkshake in professional baseball history. And it's 6-3, captains, as we go to the 7th inning from Lake County.
We're going to spend 50 or 60 times and race all the way towards the Liberty Home Mortgage section with Bill Sheldon.
Hey, Grover, make sure they keep those pads on the ground. That's what makes this good.
That's what I'm saying. We struggle every night.
All right. If you're playing for a beer, you're playing for a beer. All right? I'm going to buy you a beer. Fans, are you ready? Go! Put your head on the back, bat on the ground. Thank you. Oh, what a beautiful night for baseball. One, two, three, four, five. Thank you for asking the talk room. I love you very, very much. Five, six. I love the talk room very much. You beautiful people. Seven, eight. Eight and a half. Night, night, go! Who wants a beer? Oh, night, night. Night, night. Oh, oh, night, night. Oh.
Any beer you want on me. Any beer you want on me.
Come on, big round of applause for the Dizzy Bat Race, everyone. That was actually, I wish there were 7,000 people to see it because that was really, really good.
Honest to goodness, that was better than 95% of the ones from last year.
The dark sky is taken over here in East Lake, Ohio at Classic Auto Group Park. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you for Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Game 12 of 132 and hopefully more than 132 here in 2024. Lugnuts sit at 5-6 and they trail 6-3 as we enter the seventh. Arribio Angeles trying to get something started against Juan Zapata. Second pitcher in for the Lake County Captains begins his second inning of work. Three up, three down in the sixth. The pitch. Fastball. Belt high, strike one. Angeles has been great in this series. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Another extra base hit, a double back in the second. It's been a minute since the Lugs have scored some runs, though. Going to go back to the third. The pitch home. That's outside. One ball, one strike. Lansing led at one point in this game 3-1. They scored two runs in the second, one run in the third. But then Lake County scored five with the grand slam in the bottom of the third, and we've sat at 6-3 since then. Three straight innings with no runs. The pitch, ticked back, foul by Angeles. One ball, two strikes. Angeles, 5'11", 210, 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic, came over to the A's and specifically to the Lugnuts the opening week of 2022. He was traded, I believe, that Sunday or Monday, and game started that weekend. And he's been with the Lugnuts since.
The story we heard was they took him off the bus.
One-two pitch coming home. Shot through the hole right side. Base hit on Angeles. He keeps tearing it up here in Lake County. 2-for-3 tonight. The leadoff man is on for the Nuts for a third time in this game. Their first hit since that third inning.
It's just highly advanced hitting. It's not predetermined. It's where's the pitcher throwing it? All right, go right that way. Hit it sharply. There's a hole.
It's the patience. We talked about it earlier, Jesse. He's not swinging so aggressively early in counts. He's letting it come to him a little bit more. First pitch to Danny Bautista. Bunted fair, third base side. Here comes Turner. Bare hand, throws up the line at first. It ticks off the glove of Collado and goes towards the outfield. Over to third goes Angeles. Bautista is safe, and the first two have reached and are at the corners to open up the seventh. What an effort by Turner. It looked like they had Bautista Jr., but Collado just couldn't squeeze it. It tipped off the top of the mitt, and that is the first error tonight on the Captains.
Well, let's contrast Collado with the Lugnuts' Will Simpson at first base. Simpson 6'3", Collado's 5'11". Taller man, he's got it.
6-3, Lugnuts trailing. Here's C.J. Rodriguez. The pitch home. Way outside, ball one. They are going to go error on Tyrese Turner, who made a heck of an effort on the throw.
Error after the bunt single.
And the error after the bunt single allowed Angeles to get to third. Here's the pitch. A little bit wide. Two balls, no strikes. So what an opportunity right now for Lansing to open up this seventh inning.
At the very least, you're C.J. Rodriguez. You want to get the ball deep enough into the outfield to score Angeles. But the right side of the infield is wide open, and Zapata's pitching you away, away, away.
Righty on righty, 2-0 count. The pitch. In there, outside corner, strike one as he stays away again.
Right, you do exactly what Angeles just did. He punched the ball through the right side. No need to pull here.
Yeah, and that right side wide open because Collado is holding on Bautista at first base. He's about a step and a half away from the bag. Bautista dancing the pitch. Up and in, 3-1 on Rodriguez. Jose Escorche waits on deck. Lugnut still out hitting the captains 8-7, thanks to the two hits that have come here in the seventh. Their first two base hits and base runners since the third. Throw back to first. Bautista gets that right arm back in on the top side of the bag. Swipe tag late from Collado. Captain's got a run in the first, five in the third, and Lansing had the two runs in the second, one in the third. Here we are in the top of the seventh. Runners at the corners, nobody out for Lansing. 3-1 pitch. High hopper foul, third base side. There's a little bit of a chance there for Craig Conklin, the second-year manager, and he let that one go by as it bounced over towards the fans there.
I would not put it past Zapata to throw a breaking ball here on 3-2.
If he doesn't get him out and it's a walk, the bases would be loaded. Here comes the payoff. Swing and a foul back. Does go with the fastball, but a good job by C.J. Rodriguez to get a piece.
What a chance. Bottom part of the order next, right? Number 9 hitter on deck. And then you launch right into the top of the lineup with nobody out.
This feels like the opportunity to get back in the game. And can Lansing take advantage of it? 3-2 once more. Way outside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. How about this from the bottom of the order as Jose Escorche, the 9-hitter, coming up with a massive chance here for Lansing down 6-3. Nobody warming yet for the captains down the right field side in the pen, but we do get a visit to the mound. So they'll try and slow things down with Juan Zapata. First three have reached in the seventh. Angeles, his second hit of the night, is at third. Danny Bautista Jr., his first hit of the night on the bunt single, is at second. C.J. Rodriguez, the Lugnut's first walk of the night, is at first.
My expectation with Escorche is this is not going to be a Rodriguez at bat. That he is up there to swing, whereas C.J. has been a lot more patient this year. Escorche does not walk very much. He does not strike out very much.
Well, we're going to find out. Kevin Arminio, the pitching coach, trotting back from the mound to the first base dugout where the captains reside. Lansing in that third base dugout. They are hoping for a big half inning here. Top seven, bases loaded, nobody out. Best threat by far for the Nuts and first base runners since they last scored with the Brian Buelbas solo shot in the third. Escorche 1-for-2 tonight with an RBI double. The pitch home. Swinging a high hopper down the third base side. Tag the bag one. Throw to first. It's a double play. Turner turns it to Collado, and just like that, two are eliminated. Lansing gets the run. It's 6-4.
See, that's the worry. Ground ball pitcher on the mound in Zapata, and Escorche ready to swing at the first pitch that's close. Maybe not the best pitch he's going to get. In the end, it plays right into the captain's hands.
So Bautista out at third. Rodriguez is the only base runner left at second, and now Colby Halter comes to the plate. It's going to take a two-out hit for him. He's 0-for-3 tonight. He whacks this out to left field, though. Burgos is going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall, and it's off the wall, and it bounced back to left field. In to score is Rodriguez. Halter is flying around second. He's heading to third. Halter is thinking about coming home, and then he slips at third and gets back to the bag. They had a heck of a time, Burgos and Boyd, getting that in. And if Conklin sends Holzer, this game is tied, most likely. What an adventure out in left field.
Adam Burgos is hurt. He hurt his right ankle on that play, and that's why that ball got caught out there. First, he hit the wall, and it bounced back past him. If Colby Holzer doesn't lose his footing running third base, I think you're right. I think this is a tie game.
And if he gets sent in the meantime, because Conklin had stopped him, and I don't think Craig Conklin realized that they didn't have the ball yet out there. Because if Holzer is speeding around third, he's easily scoring. But even so, to your point, after the stop sign was up, Conklin then said go. Holzer slipped, stopping and then starting. And still, he would have scored, but yes, lost his balance. And now they are looking at Burgos out in left field. You talked about it. Holzer had been struggling getting hits. That is a big one right there with two outs, attacking the first pitch and taking it the opposite way to make this a one-run game.
Last year, it was the Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains at home at Jackson Field. Jorge Burgos was the right fielder. And Jack Winkler hit a drive to right that Burgos got his glove on. He hit the wall. He went down. He was hurt. And Winkler got an inside-the-park home run that proved to be the game winner. Burgos doesn't like playing the Lugnuts.
It does look like he is going to stay in the game, though, which is good. But now you have to deal with arguably the hottest hitter. It is Brian Buelbas that is set to come up. They do have an arm warming in the pen. Will they let Juan Zapata face Brian Buelbas? Right now, that answer is yes. Some warm-up tosses from Juan Zapata right now as we have the little delay right there. But a great opposite field swing from Colby Holzer. They have not ruled it yet, but I imagine that's going to be a triple.
That's my thinking, too.
Either way, there's an RBI attached to it, and it's 6-5. And now Holzer is at third. Can Lansing tie this game with another two-out hit? Righty-on-righty matchup. The pitch home. Welbas whacks this out to right field. It's not hit deep enough, though. Edvin Luga comes in, and he makes the catch. And that is going to do it. So both Nuts, 1-2, Holzer and Welbas attack the first pitch. Lugnuts potentially could be tied, but stranded at third is Holzer. They get two back. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Stretch it out. 6-5, Captain's lead. Big half inning for the Lugnuts in the top of the seventh. They get themselves back into this game. Can they get another shutdown inning from Luis Carrasco? 6-5, Lake County leads. Carrasco faces 6, 7, and 8. A righty set on the hill. And his first pitch? It's on the ground, hard hit. Backhand stopped by Simpson at first, and he heads over and tags the bad. And Jonah Advincula is out to open up this seventh inning.
Advincula. it's a joy.
There an echo in here?
Advincula.
How about three straight batters now swinging at the first pitch and putting it in play? Halter, Welbas, and now Jesse. Advincula. I wanted you to say one more time.
Advincula.
Boyd gets a strike called on the outside corner.
Hang on. Jose Escorche did too.
That's four straight then. Wow. The 0-1 pitch. Bouncing ball on the second pitch over to the third baseman. Escorche to his left has it. Fires too high. Simpson jumps up, catches it, but he comes off the bag. That was rocketed over there. It had to be because Boyd got down there quickly. And that's the first error tonight on the Lugnuts, an E5.
What a job by Will Simpson. I mean, that ball is coming screaming over. That is a high fastball.
And he jumped up there high.
Yeah.
And he landed. He landed with grace.
Can a first baseman have a highlight reel on receiving throws? Mm.
Johnny Tincher steps in. That's a little bit low and outside, ball one.
I mean, we've seen it. Mike Collado going into the full stretch. It's been a good day for first baseman.
It sure has. Captains lead 6-5. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Carrasco, the righty on the hill. Tincher, the righty at the plate. And he check swings at home. Inside, doesn't come around. Two balls, no strikes. Lansing out hitting. Lake County 9-7. Now each team with an error. Both coming in this seventh inning. 2-0 pitch. Fastball right down the chute. Strike one.
You want to do trivia right here?
Let's do trivia.
Golden.
Just going to say two. It seems this a tilting point in this game. If Lansing can get a shutdown inning, you feel like they've got a good chance to come back. Campton's trying to get those runs right back. The pitch. Check swing tapper. First base side. Carrasco off the hill. Handles. Flips it over to Simpson, and there are two outs as Boyd advances to second base.
Especially because you've got Bolte, Simpson, and Butler coming up in the eighth inning.
Yes, indeed. All right, trivia time in the fourth. We answer in the bottom of the seventh. Jesse, we asked on this day in Lugnuts history, who hit that famous golden cycle? Any responses?
Yes, Marsha Bullard emailed in wondering, was it Donnie Hood? Leanne Cook wrote in saying, was it Ryan Gold?
The pitch, swing and a miss to Turner, strike one. Well, that second answer was Gold, because it is correct. Ryan Gold did it against who does it always come against?
The Dayton Dragons.
The Dayton Dragons indeed at Jackson Field. The 0-1, swing and a miss, no balls, two strikes. Now, 2019, it was called Cooley Law School Stadium, but how about that? 5 years ago today, that great golden cycle from Ryan Gold, and it came on the Purge night. So he hit the grand slam in the Purge half inning. It was perfect. The 0-2 pitch. Up high, one ball, two strikes. If you're not familiar with what the Purge night promotion was for the Lugnuts, they had a big horn that went off. And when that horn went off, none of the fans knew, that meant that all of the food for that half inning was free until it lasted. 1-2. Here's a bouncing ball. Gloved on one hop to the left by Carrasco. The mound runs it over, flips it to Simpson, and a 1-3 put out for the second straight out. So Purge night turned into a golden cycle night, and it turned into a big win over the Dragons. Can the Lugnuts get a big win tonight? They trail 6-5 as we head to the eighth at Classic Auto Group Park. We open up the top of the eighth, Lansing trailing 6-5. Heart of the order due up, beginning with Henry Bolte. First pitch outside, ball one to Bolte. Tough night for him so far. Did hit it hard, though, in the third. He lined out. He's 0-3, flat out in the sixth, struck out swinging in the first. The pitch home. Way outside, two balls, no strikes from the new man on the mound, Zach Jacobs. Third pitcher to take over. For the captains tonight, Peterson, Zapata, and now Jacobs. Throws home. Inside, three balls, no strikes. Lugnuts would take a walk. They got their first walk in that last half inning where they scored their first runs since the third inning. And they've tightened the gap. It's just a one-run advantage for Lake County. The pitch. That snaps the mid in the zone. Strike one to Bolte. Third, but there's an extra base hit from Johnny Butler, and the Lugnuts have the tying run in scoring position.
He is another guy. His swing has looked great here in Lake County. The UC Riverside Highlanders.
Oh, okay. Well, there have been some highlights so far through the first couple of batters for the former Highlander, Zach Jacobs. Can A. Uribe Alanjali's Angeles rather deliver. He's had a big series and a big night, 2-3. Tying run at second, two outs. The pitch. Up high, outside, ball one. Captain 6, Lugnuts 5. Deep into the night. It's 9 o'clock on a Thursday here in East Lake, Ohio. 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for the Lugnuts. The pitch. Out to right field, up in the air, and tilting foul into the seats. One ball, one strike. 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Lake County. So it's been the Lugnuts that have out-hit the captains, but the big swing from Lake County has tilted this game in their favor. It was the grand slam back in the third that helped get the 5-run half inning. They've been ahead since. The pitch. Bouncing ball foul. One ball, two strikes on Angeles. Double, fly to right, and single. He scored both times he's been on base. He can find a gap here. Butler with good speed at second, and we could be tied. Could have been potentially tied in the seventh. Halter was at third. He got stopped. He could have had it inside the park home run. 1-2 pitch. Check swing, Angeles win, and he doesn't know the ball got away. It's chased by Tincher, and he throws it up to first, and Angeles is out.
Oh,
Angeles didn't run after the ball got away, and because of that, he is gone. He could have been safe there at first base. Not sure if he thought he went around, but either way, a tough way to end this half inning for the Nuts. We move to the bottom of the eighth. The Dogs are loose in center field, and it's 6-5 captains at Classic Auto Group Park.
Oh, my gosh. Look at all those Bernices out there. It's a Bernice Mountain Dog Fun Run. There are only $3,500 a puppy if you want one, captains fans. Mauricio. Mauricio, are you medium rare or what? Remember, every Thursday night, you get to bring your dog here to Classic Park. They can sit anywhere they want. We want to thank all the dog lovers, all the dog owners for coming out here. Oh my gosh. Mauricio, that is Bear. Bear is a Rottweiler Mastiff. And he's chasing you, Mauricio. If you bite him, we have insurance for it, so go for it. Take a big bite out of Mauricio. Go! Go! Don't hurt the owner, though. He didn't sign a waiver. Run, Forrest, run!
Right off to the bottom of the eighth we go. Lugnuts trailing 6-5. They'll have three more outs to try and get the final run in the top of the ninth. But first, looking for a shutdown half inning. And it's back to the top of the card, beginning with Nate Furman. And he will face the new man on the mound for the Lugnuts, Colton Johnson. The lefty takes the hill, relieving Luis Carrasco. Here's the first pitch. And the lefty, Nate Furman, takes it in there, strike one. I don't know if Jesse's done this or not, but I'm going to call Nate Furman the Paladin. Here's the 0-1 pitch. The Paladin whacks it over towards first. Simpson has it, and he runs to the bag, taps his right foot over, and then quickly pulls it back so Furman doesn't run into him, and there's one out.
I haven't seen too many guys whose last name are also the names for a higher institution.
Doesn't that, I mean, I don't know,
yes,
make you consider going to Furman?
Does Jake Fox's name make you consider going to an automotive dealership?
Sure. I thought of the animal first, but yeah, that works. The pitch. That's on the outside corner, strike one. Like maybe his favorite color is the color of his shoes, orange.
Ah.
Are those orange? Gold?
Peach.
It's close. The pitch. That's down low. Kind of like a faded orange.
Tennessee Volunteers.
That's a good comp right there. Yeah, that's good. Neyland Stadium on his feet right now.
Just needs to be a little bit more checkerboard.
Just like Neyland Stadium, they'll be on their feet in the fall. The 1-1. That's outside. 2-1.
Cannot Rocky top that.
Ah, yes, you can. What an atmosphere down there. Over 100,000, Neyland Stadium. The checkerboards. The 2-1. That's outside and low. 3-3. 6-5 our score. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Pleasant night here in East Lake. The wind has stayed away. The flag's slowly drifting in center, but only a couple miles an hour. 3-1 pitch. Up high inside. That's ball four to Jake Fox. And he'll try and use his speed on first base. Second time he's walked tonight. He's reached three times. Top two in the order, Nate Furman, Jake Fox. They've been the guys that have really gotten on the most, as you would expect. Furman had the big swing, the grand slam in the third. Now here's Jose Devers from the right side. 6-5 captains, bottom eight. Pitch home. In there, strike one. So Johnson with his first work here tonight, 6'4", 220-pound, 25-year-old from Illinois.
Kojo.
The pitch. That's inside, and it gets behind Rodriguez up to second. Goes Fox. And Fox is in scoring position.
Come on, Lake County, we need that insurance run. Which section's going to be my scrub electric section of the game? Who wants it?
Have not seen many mistakes from C.J. Rodriguez tonight, but that pitch just got away there from Colton Johnson. Kojo, as you tapped him, I like it. The lefty set from the stretch comes home. Shoots it in on the inside corner, and it's 1-2. They do go wild pitch on Johnson to allow Fox to get to second base. That's a big run there at second base that the captains would love to get to give them a little insurance. The pitch, nice-looking slider that came back in on the outer edge but missed a little bit low, 2-2. Johnson peers in at Rodriguez. Set from the belt, throws home. Swing and a miss. He blew it by him. A huge swing from Devers. And he has swung through one for a second time tonight, his third strikeout.
Colton Johnson does not have a big fastball. That was 90 miles an hour. But Adam, he works off of it so well, and then it's all about the location.
That was the four seam along with a sinker curve change and the splitter for the 25-year-old.
And his curve is slow.
Jose Burgos, the pitch. That's on the outer part of the plate, strike one to the lefty.
Feels like every year the Lugnuts have a guy with a great big slow curve. And this year it's Colton Johnson.
Well, right now he's getting a free baseball.
Building his position.
Yeah. PFP right there.
Zane Morehouse is the guy warming up in the Lake County bullpen who misfired with his last.
I was going to say, missed his target, but did he? Because he found the mound from right field. You don't usually see that. And Johnson just a quick toss towards the Lugnuts dugout. The pitch home. That comes in, belt high, strike two.
By the way, we were talking about guys whose last names are also colleges. Morehouse.
Yeah.
Zane Morehouse. Now, if only there was a JAXA University.
No, I don't think we want
JAXA
that.
JAXA State.
No. They confuse it for JASCA State. The pitch? That's outside. One ball, two strikes. Now, you know what wouldn't be a mouthful? Goldberg-Strassler University. Just seems like a perfect institution.
GSU is already taken by Georgia Southern.
GSU. Well, what about JGU? The pitch, swing and a miss. There is that off-speed pitch that hooked in beautifully on Burgos, and great job to get around the walk there to Fox. The Lugnuts now need some runs in the ninth. They trail 6-5. We'll see if they can do it. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler returns with the call right after this.
Zane Morehouse is taking over on the mound for the Lake County Captains as we enter the ninth. The Lugnuts are out hitting the Caps 10-7, but the Caps have one more run. The grand slam by Nate Furman to cap a five-run bottom of the third inning is standing up right now. The Captains have been blanked ever since, but they're leading 6-5. With Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and the Lugnuts trying to do something about that. 7-8-9 hitters. To start up the ninth inning, Danny Bautista Jr., C.J. Rodriguez, and Jose Escorche in the top of the order. Righty, righty, Morehouse to Danny Bautista Jr. Yanked it outside, ball one at 93 miles per hour. Now Danny is 1-for-3, an RBI ground out his first time, fly out to right, a bunt single his last. And now on the 1-0, on its way. Swing and a miss. He was badly fooled. One ball and one strike. Huge credit to the Lugnuts relievers. After Hunter Bro allowed that grand slam in the bottom of the third inning, Bro the fourth, Luis Carrasco three innings, and then Colton Johnson. The deal, outside. And so they've kept Lake County right here.
Yeah, you got a chance. You couldn't ask for anything more since the tough third inning. And now, in the ninth, you need one thing, a base runner.
And two things, runs. The 2-1, fouled straight back.
One step at a time, unless you want to go yard.
One step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
The second baseman, Furman, is playing right up the middle. Two balls and two strikes. Morehouse, out of a full windup, hands over his head, kicks and offers. Bautista Jr. goes down swinging. A foul tip held onto by Tincher.
Well, tough. The Lugnuts, four of their last five batters have struck out. Good pitch in here by the captains to try and close this thing down.
Morehouse got roughed up a bit earlier this year. Coming into play today in 2 1/3 innings, four hits. He's hit one, he walked one, he's allowed three runs. Looking for better things today. Deals to C.J. Rodriguez. Line drive right field, down for a base hit. And there's Adams' base runner. Advíncula gets it into second. And Oppo single for Rodriguez, and the tying run is aboard.
Well, that's where they've been successful tonight. They're just taking things the other way. And if you're going to pitch it outside, that's what you need to do with it. Take it that way, and C.J. Rodriguez did. Easy-looking swing. The Lugnuts have that tying run aboard in the ninth.
So now Jose Escorche, the number nine hitter, with the leadoff man Colby Halter waiting on deck. Lugnuts trail 6-5, one out in the ninth. The pitch, low and away. Ball one. Escorche wearing lucky number 13. In this series, he went 2-for-4 in the opener with a single and a double. He doubled yesterday in three at-bats. Hang on just a second. And then earlier today, he doubled in his first at-bat. He has doubled in all three games in this series.
Jesse, how many total runs in the game if he hits a home run here?
Well, that would be two. But hang on. How many total runs? Oh, I see what you're saying as he fouls this pitch back. What you're saying is him adding a two-run homer would give the Lugnuts seven, and Lake County is six. So that would mean that the total is 13, and he wears jersey number 13. Am I picking up what you're putting down?
You certainly are.
All right. Morehouse to Escorche. Ground ball left side off the glove of the diving Turner. It kicks in a left for a base hit. Rodriguez stops at second as Burgos gets it in from left. As Escorche comes through, his second knock of the day. Jose Devers, the shortstop, was ranging to his right deep into the hole with great skills, but Tyrese Turner dove in front of him and made sure that there was no chance.
I thought that there might have been an opportunity because Turner had dove that Rodriguez, if he got a little bit better jump, may have had a chance to go to third. But either way, that worked out great. Hard hit ball by Escorche, and Lansing has got a great chance here back to the top of the card.
Colby Halter takes ball one high. So Escorche has five hits in the three games of this series. He's the potential go-ahead run at first base. The tying run now in scoring position in the person of C.J. Rodriguez. One away in the ninth. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. 1-0 for Halter. He skies it foul. Down the left side. Well back and out of play.
Got to be careful of the double play here. But Halter, he can move. Good speed. And Lugnuts don't need that again after it happened in that seventh inning where they had the bases loaded, scored the run, but it was a double play at third and first.
By the way, 12 hits here today. This is the most hits that the Lugnuts have had in a game this year. How do they finish it? A one ball, one strike pitch from Morehouse. Line drive off a broken bat, center field, down for a base hit. Conklin holds Rodriguez at third as the throw comes in off the mound and all the way to the plate from Justin Boyd in center. Single for Halter, bases loaded with Lugnuts. That is Craig Conklin saying, C.J. Rodriguez is not a speed merchant. Let's play this cautiously and keep things going. As Brian Buelbas, who has homered in all three games of this series, is about to step in. But first, a mound conference, as the pitching coach, Kevin Erminio, pays a visit to Morehouse.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's thinking C.J. Rodriguez may not the quickest to get home, but also you've got the heart of the order due up. Brian Buelbas has been one of the hottest bats in this series. Has two extra base hits and a third straight home run in three games. And you're hoping that he can at least deliver one run home. Maybe he's got something bigger But how about this by the Lugnuts? One out, and then they've loaded up the bases here in the ninth to put the pressure on the Captains.
Zane Morehouse, if you look over his professional stats at him, he has never met with all that much success. With Lynchburg last year in his professional debut after he was drafted from the University of Texas, 14th rounder. Well, his ERA was 8.22. 7 walks, 5 hits, 8 runs, and 7 and 2/3 innings. And he struggled here in his first 2 appearances for Lake County. Bases loaded, 1 out, protecting a 1-run lead. And Wilbons takes ball 1 high.
Go get the lead right now. See if Wilbons can deliver.
Captains have the infield midway in. They're looking for the double play. At the very least, they would leave that out at home plate. Here's the pitch. Very high again. He's overthrowing. 2 balls and no strikes.
Well, and a good job by Brian Buelbus not to be too eager. He's going to make him bring it to him and staying off these pitches out of the zone.
A double to left center in the first inning for Brian and a home run to right. He popped to first base in the 5th, flied out to right field in the 7th. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball exploded right by him.
Yeah, I like that swing a lot right there. 2-0, you're sitting fastball. He got one, and he went after it. Just missed it, though.
Morehouse, the former Texas Longhorns closer. Rodriguez at third, Escorche at second, Halter at first. The deal. Swing and a miss, strike 2. And from 2-0, the count is level. Henry Bolte is on deck for Lansing. All the while, Lake County starts some action in its pen just in case things go more sideways. Batista Jr. started off this inning with a strikeout, but Rodriguez, Escorche, and Halter all single. Now, a 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. Fly ball foul off the right side, and we'll do it again.
Good to get some contact out there after you missed a couple of swings. Got to find a way to put this one in play.
As Escorche at second is a speed merchant. The set. The kick and the 2-2. Tapper foul at home, and that hurt the catcher, Tincher. Took off his glove. His right hand is in agony. And the athletic trainer for the Lake County Captains heads out.
And Brian Buelbus concerned right next to him, feeling his pain.
Tincher, another 2023 draft pick, 11th rounder last year. Here comes the manager, Amir Santos.
He stuck that hand out to help support the glove hand there, and Wilbos ticked it off the dirt, and it came back and got the hands.
There's nothing you can do, right? Mm-hmm. That's just a bad ricochet.
Just an action play there, and, yep, got him where the protection wasn't, and he's trying to fight through it right now.
Being checked out by one of the 2 athletic trainers for the Lake County Captains. They have Frank Sammons and Matt Beauregard. That's Sammons. And can he continue? You know how pitchers try a warm-up pitch to see if they can continue? He's trying a warm-up toss with the first baseman, Collado. There's 2. Let's see, here comes a 3rd. Like someone might try to walk off pain, he's trying to throw off that pain at the moment. That right throwing hand, firing progressively harder and harder, shows it to the trainer, gets his helmet back, gets his mask back, and we continue in the 9th inning. Lake County 6, Lansing 5.
And now after a delay too, this is a big moment. You step right back in, 2-2.
Tell you too, it bought some time for Alaska Abney to warm up a little bit more in the Lake County pen. Morehouse to Buelbus. 1 out, bases juiced. The 2-2. Driven foul down the right side. Just a little late on that fastball. 92 on the outer third.
Well, again, he'd love to tie the game here, grab the lead either way, but Buelbus trying to do it now before potentially Abney comes in because he's got nasty stuff.
Rodriguez, Escorche, and Halter filling the bags. Once again, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Buelbus strikes out. Threw the fastball by him right down the middle. So it's Henry Bolte who steps up as the Lugnuts' final hope.
Time for the answer grand slam in the ninth.
Tying run is at third. Go-ahead run at second. Insurance at first. The first pitch. Foul ball way off the right side. Bolte just missed it. He, like Buelbas, is late against Morehouse.
Well, he had a home run hack right there, though. My goodness.
He had a home run hack yesterday that he launched out to right center on the berm near the video board. He has two homers this year. Morehouse, a strike one pitch. Outside. It is basically all fastballs right now for Morehouse.
Got to time him up. You're a power hitter like Bolte is. Use the velocity to your advantage here.
6-5 Captains in the ninth. Bases loaded, two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. Henry Bolte is 0 for 4. Two strikeouts, a line out to short, a fly out to right. Morehouse readies. Kicks and offers. Swing and a miss. He got him. And this ball game is over. It was down. Lansing strands the bases loaded in the top of the ninth inning. Three hits, no runs, and Lake County wins its first in the series and ends a five-game losing streak. The Captains 6, the Lugnuts 5. Well, Adam, this one was for the taking. As Lansing's pitchers quieted the Captains' offense after the third inning, the Lugnuts in the seventh inning had a major chance. Bases loaded, nobody out. They did score a couple. They left Halter at third. In the eighth inning, Johnny Butler a double, stranded. And here in the ninth, bases loaded, one out. But Zane Morehouse strikes out Buelbas and Bolte to finish it.
And the chances were there. Again, I mean, you give a lot of credit to the Lugnuts bullpen. They shut down the Captains from the fourth inning on, and they had the tying run right there at third twice in the last couple of innings and didn't get them in. And there were opportunities, too, where you thought they potentially could have been sent. They didn't get sent, and you understand why it didn't happen, but the Lugnuts just couldn't quite come through with that big swing late. And this is a tough one because you out-hit the Captains 13-7. You kept the pressure on, but it's the one big swing in the third that ends up coming back to hurt you. And the Captains end the five-game skid.
Tomorrow, 6:35 p.m., game four of this six-game set, and the Lansing Lugnuts starting pitcher on the hill. They're going to throw the right-hander Jacob Waters, the piggybacking tandem, Waters and Wander Guante. Adam, we have not seen Waters' true dominance yet this year. Guante, though, the last time out looked great.
He was exceptional, and to do it against the Loons, who had been hitting the ball all over the place against the Lugnuts last week, Guante shut them down. So come back tomorrow with a good pitching performance again, and hopefully the bats stay hot. And got to find a way to bounce back and get that third win in four games in this series.
Who would be your Lugnuts player of the game today?
That is a good question.
I'm going to spotlight Luis Carrasco myself.
I think so, yeah. I'm looking at the hitters, and I think Carrasco's the guy that, I mean, he kept them in the game for three innings. I like it.
Luis Carrasco, three hitless, two walks, one strikeout, in relief of Bro, who followed Di Cochea. Hunter Bro suffers the loss because of the grand slam hit against him by Nate Furman, capping the five-run bottom of the third inning. For the Lugnuts, 5 runs, 13 hits, one error. Lansing stranded 7 on, went 3-for-13 with runners in scoring position. The Lugnuts' record falls to 5-7. On the other side for Lake County, 6 runs, 7 hits, one error, 10 runners left on, 3-for-14 with runners in scoring position. Lake County improves to 5-6. This game took 2 hours and 46 minutes to play in front of a crowd that is not listed on this box score. No attendance recorded yet. Do you have the attendance?
Yeah, that no attendance sounds about right to me.
Okay, well, so all things considered, I told you Waters would start tomorrow. The Captains are going to start the lefty, Parker Messick. Adam, you and I saw him last year.
Yes, we did, and hopefully the Lugnuts can attack him and again, find a way to keep the bats hot. They had extra base hits tonight. They had opportunities. They kept things difficult for the Captains outside of the middle innings and just fell a hit short tonight.
Well, you've got your wonderful care package lunch sack packed for you by Logan Petoskey of the Lake County Captains. We are here at Lake County. Three games played, three games to go.
And we'll make sure to pack a broadcasting punch for you again tomorrow evening.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, till tomorrow, until the Lugnuts return home next week, next Tuesday, a two-week homestand. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This has been Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Once more, your final score. The Lake County Captains 6, the Lugnuts 5. Good night from East Lake, Ohio. And go Nuts!